High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 2-8 Phoenixville Phantoms and your 1-9 Strathaven Panthers.
Down the far sideline, speed at the 20. Gordon down the sideline, cuts inside, and is out of bounds. Clock will stop with 6 seconds. Cuts to his right, jumps back to his left, and Amir Gordon will go! Beautifully done by Amir Gordon. He goes 46 yards.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or anytime, everybody loves Coco's. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Plush Mills Senior Living Community. Big enough to count on, small enough to care. In Wallingford. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Oil disposal, residential and business trash pickup done quickly and professionally. Berman's Medical Supplies. The medical supplies you need when you need them. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Ten years ago this week, Phoenixville marched down here to George L. King Field to take on perennial powerhouse in the District 1 playoffs, the Strathaven Panthers. 10 years have passed. They haven't played since. Oh, so close to meeting up in 2011 when Phoenixville reached the District 1 final, Strathaven falling the week prior in double overtime to eventual District 1 champ Pottsgrove. But it's been 10 years, and here they are tonight. The Phantoms back in Wallingford for another visit with the Strathaven Panthers, this time under totally different circumstances. No District 1 playoff game tonight, but the 1-9 Panthers trying to finish up strong for their senior class here at George L. King Field, taking on the Phoenixville Phantoms, who roll in here at 2-8. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play tonight for a game that wasn't originally on the schedule when we started back in September. But in the meantime, you got two teams that, as of several weeks ago now, figured, well, we're not playoff bound this year. Tough start to the season for both teams, and this was put on the schedule as what's known nowadays as a contingency game. In case we're not in the playoffs, we'll play it. And head coach Kevin Clancy heard him say a couple weeks ago, you know, injuries, never mind the injuries, said, I'll put the JV team out there. I think these kids are ready and hungry to play more football and certainly start building towards 2016. So the Phantoms roll in here at 2-8, playing in a very tough Pac-10. Several 4A powerhouses up in the Pac-10, several of them in playoff action tonight. But Phoenixville will do it without their starting quarterback tonight and without a starting tight end. There was, unfortunately, a car accident this week that has injured a couple of their players, so they are dealing with a new lineup. So that being said, number 17, with the ball in his hands, is probably the most dangerous player on the field tonight regardless. Matt Palabinski will get the start at quarterback. Otherwise, he takes handoffs. He would catch passes. It does hurt their passing game a bit in the sense that he's not out there to catch it, but number 17 will have the football in his hands all night for the Phantoms, and the Panthers will have a lot to do to slow him down. In the meantime, I'd like to bring in our color commentator and the webmaster at HavenFootball.net, Mike Mayer, wrapping up a 2015 season that's been tough on the Panthers, physically, emotionally, record-wise, but again, 48 more minutes of football here and looking forward to it.
You know, the weird thing about this whole season has been that when Jim Connor gave me, the former defensive coach for Strathaven, gave me the opportunity to interview him before he left for Cardinal O'Hara, one of the big things he mentioned and one of his concerns was playing 4A teams in the Central League and pointing out that while it hasn't happened, you know, the real problem is injuries. That you have kids that are smaller, they get hurt, then the other kids step up, they get hurt. And, you know, there was going to come a time where it was really going to put a team, possibly Haven at a complete disadvantage. And boy, like you wrote the script, this year was the year it all came to fruition as the kids stepped up. You know, we had a lot of kids going both ways. They have to fill in. They get injured. And it just has been this constant cycle of injury, recovery. So, you know, but it happens. We've had some great years here that we witnessed, and this has not been a great year. But that's okay. This is high school football. You win, you lose, you play hard, and that's what it's all about.
Certainly is. And tonight we also, with this extra game, if you will, one wasn't originally on the schedule, it gives us an opportunity to enjoy here tonight at George L. King Field Military Appreciation Night. So, Mike, we have the color guard
right
out here prior to the game.
The Widener ROTC color guard is here in full uniform, obviously, and they will present the colors shortly. And the band is taking the field, the drill team, actually, the flags and all that. And the dance squad are on the field. The band is in the stands, and they will play the Star Spangled Banner accordingly when things get underway. Also, there will be a moment of silence, I think, coming up right now for what's going on in France right now with the terrorist attack, with at least 60 dead and many, many more injured, we suspect. So we'll just tune into the PA announcer.
Yeah.
We'd like to take this moment to have a moment of silence, if we could, for the nation of France, the city of Paris, and the events that unfolded earlier today. Thank you. I'd like to recognize the following veterans in active military and one of the staff at Phoenixville and Strathington High Schools. So please give them a round of applause as I announce each of their names. Sergeant Neil Herman, assistant football coach at Phoenixville High School and member of the Army National Guard since 2009. Eric Hollinsworth, assistant football coach at Strathington High School. Veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps.
Hoorah.
Courtney Worth, reading specialist at Strathington High School, veteran of the U.S. Navy. At this time, we ask all men and women who have proudly served in the U.S. Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, and Coast Guard to stand and be recognized. Let's give these heroes a round of applause. And now, please stand and sing as our fabulous Strathaven marching band plays God Bless America. Gentlemen, please remain standing, remove your hats, turn your attention to the flag as the Widener ROTC Color Guard presents the colors for the playing of our national anthem.
And the color guard is moving out to the center of the field. The flag of Pennsylvania as well as the United States, obviously. Rifles on the two outstanding color guard holders.
That's the Strathaven marching unit, and Phoenixville and Strathaven ready to get underway here momentarily. So we've had quite a pregame here of mostly us keeping quiet, which is great. A lot more to say here. Thanks again to Gary James, the PA announcer here at George F. King Field, and certainly the marching unit, and certainly the Widener Color Guard in honor of Military Appreciation Night. So, like I said just before we had a break in the action here, lots of playoff action all around District 1 and District 12 tonight. We'll try to keep you updated. Before we get rolling on the field tonight, captains are meeting at midfield, but quick score updates. We'll work on the Delco teams first. Perk Valley leads Haverford 14-7. Haverford scored on their first play from scrimmage, but it's been Perk Valley ever since. So Haverford, the 5 seed at home tonight, trailing early. Also trailing it early, another Central League team, Upper Darby at 9-1, but they trail Council Rock North 7-0 with Brandon McElwain on a 63-yard touchdown run, and he just intercepted Upper Darby quarterback Christoph Manat as well. So McElwain, as advertised, taking care of things for Council Rock. Garnet Valley on the road, facing top five in the state, Upper Dublin, 14-0. Flying Cardinals all over the Jags early in the first quarter. Tough start for Garnet Valley. Down at 3A, Interboro trails Great Valley. Great Valley, the defending AAA champs, on top 7-0 early, scoring on a 66-yard screen pass. Upper Moreland on top of Pottstown, 14-0, also in AAA. Marple Newtown on the road at Pottsgrove. End of the first quarter, 3-0, Marple Newtown. George Lambritzios, saw him last week, a tremendous kicker for the Tigers with a 34-yard field goal there. And an upset brewing in 4A. We'll talk about that in a moment. But Plymouth White Marsh 14, top-seeded Downingtown East 0 late in the first quarter. Here, ready to go. Zach Newlon has a teed for Strathaven, halfway between the hash marks, ready to kick it away to a couple of good return men. Standing deep for Phoenixville is number 17, Matt Pelabinski, along with number 21, Matt Garcia. Those two guys will be handling the ball most of the night, I would think, in the backfield. But here's Newlon with a high short kick. It's going to take a hop at the 21-yard line, and Palabinski's got it. Looking for room, cuts to his left, bounces off one man, still powering his way out towards the 35-yard line, falls forward to the 37, spotted at the 36, before he's met there by Shane Mulhern, Ryan Morris, and others. And the Phantom offense will start moving left to right. They're in their white jerseys, purple pants, purple helmets, facing Strathaven in their black jerseys, silver pants and silver helmets, white numerals on their chest.
They got some tall kids there.
Indeed. Matt Palabinski is running the signals at quarterback. He's in a shotgun look. Spent a lot of time at running back and wide receiver, but going to throw it tonight. Two wide receivers to either side. Matt Garcia is the halfback on his left hip right now. And flag pre-snap. Strathaven shifted, but somebody jumped up front. So Palabinski is going to end up with 1st and 5 here for the Phantoms. Matt Garcia is the halfback. Number 88, their most dangerous receiver, Nasir Green, is joined by Ian Brown. Number two, Dorian County, just a sophomore. He's slot to the right. Two receivers off to the left as well. Another hard count from Palabinski. The Panthers jump again. There's five more free ones. First down Phantoms as Strathaven has jumped off sides twice before they've even snapped the ball.
You know, a defensive coach talks until he's blue in the face. Watch the ball. Don't listen. Watch the ball. And in both cases, the linemen are no more than 3 feet away from the ball.
Now they're watching it from the 46-yard line. First and 10 here for the Phantoms. Same formation. Palabinski in the gun. Takes the shotgun. Snaps. Going to keep it himself. Looking for him off that left edge. Pete Deeb is on him. Getting some help from teammates. Lowers his shoulder. And Palabinski's going to pick up 2 yards before Ryan Morris cleans up. So the senior picks up two on his first carry of the game. Strathaven defense looks like this. Pete Deeb, Lee Holbert, Billy Gaynor, and Ragib Boyer are your down four. But Sam Petrovich is back in the lineup as well. So we'll see Big Sam. He's in there now in place of Holbert. Splane, Morris, Mulhern, and Fuller are your linebackers. Rossini and Sean Daly are your corners. Back to passes on second and eight. Fire to the outside. Juggled and caught. Stepping out of bounds with about a 5 yard gain is number four, Bob Strunk.
Wow.
Brings up third down and about, see where they spot this. Third down and about five.
He juggled that ball but kept his eye on it, and I didn't think he got it before he went out of bounds. Obviously, the referee is right there, so he saw it. But that was a great catch.
Makai Hill is the free safety tonight. As I mentioned, Rossini and Daly, two sophomores on the corners, held up very nicely last week overall in their 21-0 loss to Marple Newtown. Here, no huddle for the Phantoms. Third down and five from the Strathaven side of midfield at the 49. Shotgun looking now. Flag all over the flag in the backfield. Looks like motion, but Ragib Boyer is going to squash Palabinski, who juggled the snap. Illegal motion. You're going to end up with the play here. I guess the Strathaven declines and turns this into fourth and 10. They lose five on the play.
I don't think they can because technically they stopped the
play. No, they didn't stop the play, yeah. Illegal procedure, okay. They'd blow it dead, but here this was illegal motion, illegal shift. They're going to mark this back to the 45. Loss of six on the play. Give Boyer credit for the tackle. Palabinski couldn't squeeze the snap. And fourth and 11 and on to punt it away for the Phantoms.
88.
There's a high snap. They're ready to go with it. No huddle even on the punt. So high end-over-end kick. Taken sideways, bounce across the 30, and it'll be down there at the Strathaven 28-yard line. So even no huddle there. And number 88, Nasir Green, looking for perhaps a roughing the kicker call. Won't get it. So three and out go the Phantoms with 10:58 to play here in the opening quarter. Strathaven will start first and 10 at their own 29-yard line. Colton Haywood, as he was back in the lineup for the first time since Labor Day weekend last week against Marple Newtown, he's under center tonight. Zach Nulon, Makai Hill, and Elijah Crew are the backs behind him. We'll get to the tight end and split end and the big line in front of him momentarily. Jet sweep, give is to Makai Hill, looking for room off the right side, cuts it up the field. He's got a first down and more across the 40, out to the 42-yard line. Give Makai 13 on his first carry of the night.
Yeah, he's
and
looking,
a first down.
He's looking better and better. I can get back to my 18-week season, which we're not going to get. But the running backs have really improved. Their whole demeanor has improved.
Hill was the leading rusher last week for the Panthers, 80 yards rushing a week ago on 15 carries. Here, he's behind Haywood, and they give it to the fullback for the first time. Crew, lots of room off the left side. Bounces to the outside, midfield and more. First down, stiff arm at the 45, and he's slung out of bounds by number 21, Matt Garcia, all the way at the Phoenixville 42-yard line. Gain of 16 for the Strathaven senior fullback. Panthers on the move here in the early going, and this is how they wanted to draw it up. Pound away at this Phoenixville offense, or defense, rather. First and 10. Center over the ball is Carl Landholm. We'll go tackle to tackle here in a moment. Panthers with some jump in their step coming out of the huddle. Matt Splane moves to it from a tight end to the right to the left now. Split end to the right is Kyrie Fuller. Wing T look, give us to Nulon off the left side. He's ridden down from behind by number 51, Matt Branch, for the Phantoms at the 38-yard line. So Nulon picks up four on his first tote. Strathaven offensive line, rather. Landholm is your center. Rob Dubois and Shane Mulhern are the guards. Sam Petrovich and Pete Deeb are the tackles. Matt Splane is your tight end, and Kyrie Fuller the split end. On second down and six, they break the huddle. Snap it from the left hash at the 38-yard line. Under center is Haywood, wing T behind him. Gives the fullback straight ahead off the left tackle, and here goes Elijah Crew across the 30, 25, and finally four white jerseys wrestling down at the 22-yard line, but give Elijah 16 more and another Panther first down.
Boy, they are really moving the ball, creating some great holes. Phantoms are just not getting to the gaps. They're not filling as well as they should, and I haven't been able to determine yet whether that's because of Haven's blocking or they're slanting in the wrong direction. I'll take a closer look.
Branch, Symes, Valdovinos, and number 53, Corey Bird, are down four. They are much bigger than Strathaven, but right now getting pushed around. Makai Hill, lots of room off the right side. Oh, good tackle from behind at the 20-yard line. Great pursuit from the backside by Matt Garcia, or Hill probably scores.
That's my fault because he filled the gap really well.
Nicely done there by Garcia, probably saves a touchdown because the Panthers had blockers out in front of Hill, but he's caught from behind there after a gain of two. Second and eight upcoming. Phoenixville defense, again, looking at a number of sophomores out there, much like Strathaven. They've been hurt by injuries this year. Second and eight from the 20. Give is to Crew, bounces to the left side, trying to turn the corner off the edge. Turns the corner at the 10, the 5, and Elijah Crew will go 20 yards for the score. Panthers are on the board first. 8:50 to play in the opening quarter. Touchdown Panthers, Elijah Crew takes it in for the third time this year.
There we go.
Had trouble finding that Panther call most of the season. Not nearly enough touchdowns this year for the Panthers.
Not enough practice.
Steven Seal on to attempt the extra point. Colton Haywood will hold. And Seal, again, in place of the injured Amir Gordon. Seal 0 for 1 kicking it this year. But he'll try it with Matt Splain on the snap. Ball spotted. Kick is away, and it is blocked. Coming crashing through is number 55 for number 55, who is not on our roster, actually. But we'll figure out who he is with some help a little later. Well, in the meantime, 6-0 Strathaven. 8:50 to play here in the opening quarter. See what the defense can do when we come back. Stick with us.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. 6-0 Strathaven as Elijah Crew takes it in from 20 yards out, his longest touchdown run of the season. And the Panthers on top, 6-0, 8:50 to play here in the opening quarter. Zach Neulon has it teed for the second time tonight. Palabinski and Garcia wait for the Phantoms inside their 10. Neulon, short squib kick. It's going to take a hop, and they're going to let Palabinski pick it up at the 20-yard line. Straight up the middle he goes. Cuts inside, and he is bumped down at the 33-yard line. Nice work there by Mulhern. In on the stop, Shane Mulhern, leading tackler by far for the Panthers. Now at 106 tackles coming into the game tonight.
Yeah, and that was with a missing part of the game.
And that's right. He missed most of one game, and, you know, he's just been terrific. The next highest tackler on the Strathaven defense with 50. So Mulhern doing a little bit of everything.
Everywhere.
He's set up at inside linebacker now. Shotgun look here for the Phantoms. Two receivers to either side. I'm going to throw a little bubble screen to the outside. It's complete to County with some running room at the 40. Midfield banged out of bounds, but first down Phoenixville as Dorian County is banged out by Makai Hill at the Strathaven 47-yard line. Gain of 20. Now it's a nice easy throw for a quarterback who hasn't seen much action under center, but Dorian County, just a sophomore, and 6 foot, 160 pounder, sets up Phoenixville with a first down at the Strathaven 47-yard line. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Palabinski takes the snap. He's going to give it inside. Garcia with a run carry for the first time. He's ridden down by Billy Gaynor. Gaynor at the stop, on the stop at about the 43-yard line. So gain of four for Garcia. Second down and six upcoming. Two wins on the season for Phoenixville, one over Methacton, 48-20, and one over Pope John Paul, 10-7. Pope John Paul is a scrimmage opponent of Strathaven in the preseason. On second and six, keeper here for Palabinski, right up the middle on a quarterback dive, and he's ridden down by Mulhern and Boyer down at the 36-yard line, but that's enough to move the chains. 7 yards for Palabinski and a Phoenixville first down.
That's not easy to say.
Phoenixville first down. Yeah. We'll practice that a couple times. Well, Panther defense hoping not to say that too often. In the meantime, no huddle look here for Phoenixville. Garcia, slot to the left. County, slot to the right. Receiver split to either side as well. In at halfback now is number 34, Kyle Benick. Motion man is County. They fake the jet to him, and they give it right up the middle goes Palabinski, who carries a tackler down to about the 31-yard line. Gain of about 5 there. So Palabinski at 6'3", 210 pounds, was a wide receiver for most of the season. But they'll hand it to him, they'll throw it to him, and tonight he's taking snaps from center in the absence of junior quarterback Troy Rossman, who came into tonight with over 1,000 yards passing. On second down, they give it to Garcia. Lots of room off the left side. Turns the corner on Kyrie Fuller. Now speed down the far sideline. Garcia inside the 5. He's banged down by Morris, but not in time. He is in for the touchdown from 31 yards out. Touchdown Phantoms with 7:04 to play here in the first quarter. And Matt Garcia takes it in from 31 tie the score.
They had Garcia at the line of scrimmage and lost him. And he got around the end, and that was the end of it.
Well, quick scoring here at Georgia L. King tonight. Panthers went for the first score. Now here another a new kicker on as well. This is a junior, Mitchell Cole, who is on to attempt the extra point. The left footer trying to untie this 6-6 score. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is long enough, and it is good. Cole pounds it through. And Phoenixville on top, 7:04 to play in the opening quarter. See if Strathaven can answer when we come back. Fast-paced action at George L. King Field. Glad you're joining us live on the archive on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Phoenixville on top, 7-6 on the strength of an extra point from Mitchell Cole. And a 66-yard scoring drive. But in the meantime, 7:04 to play here in the first quarter. And the Panthers now trying to answer. Number 7, Robert Thomas will kick it away. Standing deep to return, Makai Hill and Sean Daly. Thomas steps into one, line drive, kicks going to angle towards Daly, takes a hop inside the 10, inside the 5, and out of bounds. Illegal procedure will be the call, and the Panthers will take over first and 10 at their 35-yard line. Upper Dublin 21, Garnet Valley nothing. Upper Darby and Council Rock now tied at 7 after Isaiah Bruce went 3 yards for a score. Perk Valley 14, Haverford 7. Not good news for the Fords on their home turf tonight. But in the meantime here, 7-6, Strathaven on the wrong end of the score here momentarily. But we'll try it from their 35-yard line after their first drive was, well, frankly, like hot knife through butter here. They had literally zero trouble running through this Phoenixville defense. So we'll try it again here. Two tight ends, Fuller to the right, Splane to the left, wing T behind Haywood from the 35. Give is to the fullback, Elijah Crew. Lots of room across the 40. Gallops and carries tacklers out to the 44-yard line for a gain of 9. Absolutely no answers so far for the Strathaven running game.
It looks like actually offenses now for both teams are on a roll, and it's going to take a defensive stop to try to give some team an advantage here. We'll see if Haven can keep this up. A 9-yard gain on first down.
Tight end to the Right is Fuller. I'm sorry, Splane this time. Fuller to the left. Second down and one. From the 44, gives to Crew one more time. Bounces to the outside. First down and more. Lowers the shoulder across the 50, and to the 49 he goes into Phoenixville territory. Gain of seven more and a first down. Well, Phoenixville has had some difficulty tackling anybody so far, and namely Crew. Five carries, 68 yards, and the Panther touchdown here in the early going.
Yeah, and Crew's always been a handful. I think he's been used for a lot of short yardage gains and been very effective. But here, they're just opening holes for him. I think Crew's been a little bit surprised when he's seen the holes as big as they are.
Neshaminy 14, Springford nothing. So Springford undefeated, the number two seed, having trouble at home with the Redskins. Here, first and 10. This is Makai Hill off the right side. Much better job this time by the Phoenixville defense. They wrap him up after a short gain. Then a flag comes in late. This is probably a personal foul here, but we'll keep an eye on what this is. Dead ball, personal foul, Strathaven. So the Panthers pick up two on the carry from Hill, and then they're going to walk it backwards 15 yards. Not a good sign there, as the Panthers, again, remember, started this game with two offside penalties before they even snapped the ball.
Well, that can happen from excitement, enthusiasm. You know, you're fired up. But this, cool down, gentlemen. It's a game. Play it right.
Great Valley has just given up their 7-0 lead. Innerboro scores and goes for two and scores on it. 8-7 Innerboro, 7-11 to play in the second quarter out there in Malvern. So Innerboro on top there. Here, Strathaven now, second down and 23. On a counter, looking for room off the right side is Makai Hill, a little Mustang sweep, actually. Faked inside, and he's stopped by Garcia at the 46-yard line, so Hill gets 8 yards back, and it brings up third down. Again, that's the other painful part of that penalty.
Of
it's post-play, so you don't even get the down over when right. It's, again, after the play, so... Second and 8 turns into second and 23. Now third and 16.
And the wind's in your face, and it is a bit breezy out here.
See what the Panthers can come up with here. Split end to the left is Kyrie Fuller. Wing left is Nulon. Colton Haywood looking at a six-man front. Splane shifts as a tight end to the left. Jet sweep to Makai Hill, and Panthers have numbers and a lot of room for Hill. Across the 45-40, first down and more, 35, and Makai Hill steps out of bounds at the Phantoms' 34-yard line. Big gain there. Panthers just outnumbered everybody on the jet sweep. Nicely done.
Yeah, very nicely done. They had a wide open screen. Matter of fact, as soon as he turned past the line of scrimmage, you could see there really wasn't anybody that was lined up to stop him before he got the first down. And Hill just basically ran it out of bounds before he got the first down. Let's run another play.
Nulon and Fuller leading the way that time on a gain of 21. 4:53 to play here in the first quarter. On first and 10, give us to Crew. Lots of room right up the middle of the Crew. Oh, shoestring tackle by Garcia. Garcia's made yet another touchdown-saving tackle here as Crew is just getting rolling into the secondary here. He comes up a little gimpy, but still picks up 10 and another first down.
You could almost see him shifted into third gear. I mean, you just saw Green. He thought, okay, kick it in, and then grabbed his feet.
Nice work there by Garcia, who has the 31-yard touchdown run for Phoenixville as well and has the Phantoms on top for the moment. First and 10, Strathaven. From the 24-yard line, Haywood under center, gives to Hill off the right side, and he is belted down by Palabinski. Loss of two on the play, and he came through unblocked that time.
Yeah, either unblocked or just sloughed off. I'm not too sure what the assignment was for that lineman, but I thought there was some contact, and then the lineman took off downfield. Not too sure what that was all about, but obviously was not right.
North Penn 7, Unionville nothing in a game that's just underway. That was supposed to start at 7. They kicked game time out to 7:30. Basically, as there was one tweet that said, because Unionville is to the left of the middle of nowhere. Here it's Crew off the left side, and he is cut underneath, and hopefully he's getting up. He was hit hard and low there. Crew a little slow to get up, but he'll get to his feet here at the 20-yard line. Gain of 6 on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 5, and most certainly 4 down territory here for the Panthers. And Crew's going to check out of the game, and now here Coach Clancy's going to call timeout. And with 3:28 to play here in the opening quarter, Coach Clancy, frustrated. So he'll take a short timeout and see what the Panthers can do on 3rd and 5 when we come back. Stick with us. Glad you're listening. Live or on the archive.
A good trash pickup service is worth its weight in gold. BDI Boyles Disposal Incorporated is a locally owned and operated business for over 20 years right here in Wallingford. Ward Boyle is a Strathaven alumni and knows our neighborhoods better than anyone. BDI offers residential service as well as bulk item collection and cleanouts. To schedule clean, courteous trash pickup service, give Ward a call at 610-872-3149.
But if I didn't pick up your garbage, tell me, where would you be?
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. 7-6 Phoenixville, but Strathaven on the move. 3rd and 6 from the Phantoms' 20-yard line. Wing T behind. Colton Haywood gives the fullback Newline, who lowers his shoulder, pushes his way down inside the 15, and he's going to be awfully close to a first down. It'll be first down or 4th and very short. Nice work there by Branch to finally wrap him up, but good tough running from Newline, who checked in at fullback that time. For a gain of 5. 4th and 1 upcoming for the Panthers.
Yeah, really closer to half of one, I think. It's close.
Landholm is your center. He's over the ball at the 15-yard line. Panthers out of the huddle quickly. Elijah Crew back in at fullback. On 4th and inches, give is to Crew. Off the right side, counter, and straight up the middle. Dragging tacklers inside the 10. And Crew is down at the 3-yard line. Gain of 12 more at another Panther first down.
And you could just see that he just saw that end zone. Oh, now he's coming up really. He's going to have to come off the game.
Crew came out, coming up gimpy here again, and Ryan Morris will check in at halfback, and this will probably kick Newline back to fullback, but tough start here for Crew, his last game here at George L. King Field. The officials are going to call timeout trying to get Crew off the field here. Crew with 8 carries, 96 yards already in the first quarter, but he's having some trouble here on the sideline.
Hopefully is what my defensive coach called is just an owie.
Yeah.
That will get better in short order.
Hurt, not injured.
Right.
That's the hope. All right. Penridge on top of Ridley tonight, 14-7. Downingtown East is on the board, so they've cut PW's lead to 14-7 as well. Here, first and goal to go from the 3. Haywood under center. Give off the left side, and in for the touchdown is Makai Hill for the 4th time this season. Makai has given the Panthers the lead. With 2:38 to play here in the first. Nice work there by the left side of that line following Sam Petrovich. And the Panthers have yet to put it in the air. And, hey, why bother at this point? Done it all on the ground so far. And the Panthers now will go for 2 and try to stretch this back to a 7-point lead. So Makai Hill takes it in from 3 yards out. 2:38 to play here in the first. Wing T, 2 tight ends, going for 2 here. Haywood, fake to Hill, is going to bootleg out to the left side, has a blocker in front. Haywood's going to keep it himself, lowers the shoulder, and is in for the 2-point conversion. Colton Haywood puts 2 on the board for Strathaven and has given the Panthers a 7-point lead with 2:38 to play here in the first. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. 14-7 Strathaven late in the first. Glad you're listening here on havenfootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. 2:38 to play here in the first quarter. And aside from Phoenixville going 3 and out to start things, nobody's been stopped since. 2:38 to play, and Strathaven with 2 touchdowns in their 2 offensive possessions, this last one. Capped by Makai Hill's 4th rushing touchdown of the season. Newline will kick it away. It's going to take a hop at the 25-yard line. It's going to squib down to Dorian County. County looking for room off the left side, cuts back to his right, and Shane Mulhern rips him down at the 36-yard line. Forward progress will give him the 37, and the Phantoms will start right there at the left hash. All right, quick score updates as well. Marple Newtown has stretched their lead now, 10-0 at halftime over Pottsgrove. I was talking to Jim Alsman. I said, look, this is not the Pottsgrove team of, say, the past five years. This is. I told him, I said, I like your draw here. Marple Newtown, I think, is on the right side of the bracket matchup-wise, and they're on top 10-0 at half.
When was the last time Marple ever got past the first round?
Never. Okay. They're looking for their first playoff win,
and
they're halfway there tonight. First and 10 from the 37. County motions from right to left. They play fake to him. Back to pass. Palabinski fires back over the middle to complete to Garcia. He's hit immediately by Makai Hill, but forward progress, I believe, is going to give him a first. Well, it's going to be close.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Gain of about 9.5. Nice delivery there from Palabinski, who 3-for-3 throwing it in the early going. Nice play fake there, and again, slot receiver Garcia. Garcia, not a big guy, but awfully quick in the open field, as we found out on the 31-yard touchdown run. 5'6", 150-pound junior. Trips to the left. Single receiver to the right is Nasir Green. Back to pass. Three-step drop. Looking. They want it all momentarily, but now they collapse the pocket, and still on his feet, Palabinski. Panthers hanging on for dear life and finally got him down.
Jeez, that took 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys.
And great effort from the pass rush there. Mulhern, Deeb, Fuller, Morris, a whole bunch of them had a shot, and finally Palabinski wrestled down for a loss of 5. Nice work by the defense.
Nice and nice work by the QB. I mean, I would have just tucked it under and fallen it. You would have lost less yards and less beating, I would think.
They wanted a deep shot to Nasir Green. Panthers covered it well. Panthers switched to a cover two look here. Two wide receivers to either side. Motion man is County from right to left. They fake the jet sweep and give right up the middle. Oh. It goes Palabinski. First down across the midfield stripe. They'll spot it at the Panther 48. Gain of 11.
Well, both defenses having a terrible time trying to contain the offense. Just seems to be pretty much at will. Even when they put themselves in a hole, Haven did with a 15-yard penalty and here on the sack, and the offenses are getting out of it on the very next play, or in Haven's case, two plays.
Again, same formation. Two receivers either side. Shotgun look. This time they give to Garcia. Bounces out to the left side again, and this time Kyrie Fuller says no. Slams him down. And, again, good help from the linebackers as well. But Fuller did not give up the edge that time, and Garcia punished for a short 3-yard run there. They'll spot it at the 45, second down and 7. So Garcia, 3 carries for 38 yards, including that 31-yard touchdown at the 7:04 mark. Now, the flag came in late there. Let's see. Face mask, Strathaven. This is their fourth penalty this first quarter. Does not seem to. Yeah, it's going to be a 5-yard variety here.
Probably a hand that slipped in the mask after the tackle or something.
So it's bringing up second down. First down over here at the 40-yard line. All right. First and 2. 35 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. Plymouth White Marsh has extended their lead on Downingtown East 21-7, the 16 seed on top of the 1 seed out in Downingtown. Now they're going to talk, the officials are going to talk this over here. The last time a 16 beat a 1, quick trivia question, Mike, in District 1.
I have no idea.
That would be 2010. Ridley fell at home to Westchester Henderson. That 2010 Ridley team that ran the table in the Central League and then were frankly stunned by Westchester Henderson in the first round, and Ridley has not been out of the first round of the playoffs since, so it's been a tough run there ever since. But in the meantime, 35 seconds to play here. The official's sorting it out. First,
I think it's supposed to be second down.
I thought so too, but all right. They're going to say first down from the 40-yard line. Phantoms, again, two wide receivers to either side. Garcia, the back to the left. Fake the jet to the left and give back to Garcia running right into Pete Deeb. Deeb squashes him at the 40. No gain on the play. Brings up second down and 2. Nice work there by Deeb to shed his blocker and flatten Garcia. Second down and 2. 18 seconds, 17 seconds. I think the Phantoms will snap it one more time before the first quarter comes to an end. Maybe not. 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. They will try it one more time here. Palabinski, three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Palabinski's going to keep it himself, and off left tackle he goes for a first down before Mulhern wraps him up. Gain of just four for Palabinski, but that's enough to set up the Phantoms for a first and 10 at the Strathaven 37 when we come back to start the second quarter. They'll switch sides, and we'll take a short break. Thanks again to our sponsors for taking care of us all year right here on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, joined by Mike Mayer. Pete Fulginetti under the weather, so we miss him tonight, but we'll talk at halftime. We'll talk playoffs and get some score updates and so forth. Quick ones here before we start the second quarter. Academy Park 14, Springfield Delco nothing at halftime. So the Academy Park undefeated in the number one seed in AAA, holding serve so far tonight. First and 10 here, and Strathaven jumps off sides yet again. Yet again, the Panthers have jumped off. That is their sixth penalty of the first half already. That's usually 2 or 3 weeks worth of penalties for the Panthers.
Yeah, that's really neat.
And now in basically one quarter of football, the Panthers jump again. First and five now. Ouch. All right. Palabinski with a pistol look this time. Standing behind him at halfback is Kyle Benick. Two receivers to either side. They'll give it to Benick, looking for room off right tackle, and not much there. Billy Gaynor stood up his man, and Pete Deeb in to help out. He'll push the pile forward. Progress is, wow, going to give him the 29-yard line. Gain of four. Nice work there from the front five of the for the Phantoms. They'll spot this at the, okay, there we go. All right, gain of two. They're going to spot this, yeah, at the 29. All right, so Benick with his first carry of the evening. All right. Split end to the right, Nasir Green. Slot to either side, split to the left here is number four, Bob Strunk. Back to pass, looking, firing down the middle, has a man out there looking for Green, is deflected and incomplete. Green got his hands on it, couldn't come up with it cleanly, and Chris Rossini made sure it fell.
That was, you know, last week he had a good hit that stopped a pass from being completed. He's playing very well out there.
Rossini with a pass defense last week in his first varsity start. Here, knocks the ball away. That's the first incompletion of the night for Palabinski. Brings up third down and two. That's actually probably a great time to throw it if you're feeling confident on third and two and really have two downs to pick up 2 yards here.
Absolutely.
Garnet Valley is on the board, but still trails Upper Dublin 21-3 late in the second. Trouble there for the Jags on the road up in Fort Washington tonight. Here, on third and two, it's going to be Palabinski, student body left. Quarterback keeper, and he's going to be stood up very nicely there by Mulhern. I don't think he has it. I think he's shy of the first down here. Good work by Mulhern. Deeb. Makai Hill flying up there from free safety spot as well. We'll see where they spot this. Chains are on the far sideline. He came to the left to this near side here as Phoenixville moves right to left in the second quarter. Clock ticks. It's going to bring up fourth down. Fourth and about a yard as Palabinski was stopped. So, certainly trailing by seven, they're going for it. But, again, boy, you're right. We were about to say it, Mike. This would be a heck of a play here for the Strathaven defense to get the football back. 10-20 to play here in the opening quarter. Single setback under center for the first time is Palabinski. Oh. Hard count, and they jump again. Jeez. Strathaven's seventh penalty of the first half. Incredible. 10-15 to play before halftime, and there's another free five for Phoenixville. I don't know what Palabinski's saying with his count, but Panthers love it. They're jumping after. They're jumping on first sound almost.
Well, you know, at least in a play like that, you know, I mean, you should be telling each other, don't jump, don't jump. You know, we it's a foot and a half to go on fourth down. Stay put. Of course, that makes you very nervous because if your footing doesn't come off and you don't get right off the ball, they just have to lean forward for the first down. But better than give that than they give up 5 yards. So
first and 10 from the Strathaven 23. Shotgun look, two receivers to either side. Keeper, straight up the middle goes Palabinski. Off left tackle now, bounces outside, and Mulhern got him by the ankles and got some help up top from Ragib Boyer. Still, pile falls forward to the 16-yard line, gain of 7. Well, shootout over in Havertown. Haverford and Perk Valley tied at 21 now as Jack Donaghy just found Chris Traynor for a 10-yard touchdown late in the second quarter. So tied over there. And how about this? The one seed is trailing 21-7. The two seed, undefeated Springford, trailing 17-0 at half to Neshaminy.
Wow.
Here we go. Second down and 3 here. Looking for a motion, man. Here comes County, right to left. And back to pass, looking. They look for Green in the end zone, fires, and it is juggled and intercepted. Intercepted by Rossini, who smartly takes a knee, and the sophomore picks it 4 yards deep. How about that for your first varsity interception in the end zone to stall that drive?
And smart enough to stop and put the knee down and get the 20 rather than suffer a tackling on the 1 or 2.
Big time stop for the Panther D. They couldn't quite do it on 4th and short, but 2nd and short, Chris Rossini turns the tables here. And now Strathaven with a 1-touchdown lead and the football moving left to right here in this second quarter. 9 minutes to play before halftime. They set up in a wing tee with two tight ends. Haywood under center. Wing to the left. Play fake. Nope. Give is to Nulon. Straight up the middle. He goes. He's got some running room. And flag comes in late. But Nulon across the 50. 45-40. Can County catch him? Ball pops out. Scramble for it. And Phoenixville still on. No. Picked up by Nulon. He's going to scramble inside the 20. And balls out again. Inside the 1. And it's picked up. And here comes Phoenixville the other way. Oh, my goodness. Phoenixville with a fumble recovery inside the 15. Nulon fumbled once. Scrambled for it. Great effort to pick it up and fumble again, though. And now you're going to check the flag, which I think is going to be holding, and it would have wiped out the long run. But now, I believe this is going to be Phoenixville football back at their own 10-yard line on one of the wildest plays you'll see.
That might be the play of the game just for pure interest.
Illegal block against Strathaven. Penalty is declined. Phoenixville will take the football, which essentially serves as one of the greatest punts you would ever see.
Right.
So Nulon rumbles for a bundle, loses the football once. Great effort to go find it. Run for 15 more yards, but only to lose it again. So great work by the Phoenixville defense to force two fumbles on the same play and then finally track it down. And what an effort by Matt Branch, the junior defensive lineman, who recovered that ball 70 yards from where he started.
And I'm going to have a nightmare because I'm going to have to do the stats based on the film, and I have no idea how I'm supposed to score this.
Well, we'll worry about the next play here.
Yep.
As Phoenixville starts first and 10 from their own 10. Motion man is County. They give it to him on the jet sweep. Looking for room off the left side. Fuller trying to turn him inside. County reverses field, and now flag on the play, and they've dropped him down near the goal line. Nice work there by 78 Billy Gaynor to stop him. No signal for a safety. Now, there's a flag on the play as well. If you're going to end up with a hold against Phoenixville, the Panthers should decline this one as Gaynor drops County for a loss of 9. Back to the 1. Great job by Kyrie Fuller to hold the edge. County with some inexperience there reversing field.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of these coaches try to teach you is don't make a bad situation worse. You're trapped. You're at the 9-yard line. Just go down.
And Bill Gaynor made him pay. Second down and 19 now. Here we go. I think they're going to have to go under center here, and they will. Here's Bennick as your single setback under center. And looking for just a little bit of room is Palabinski's quarterback dive right over center, and he'll pick up a couple, just a little bit of breathing room. Pushes it out to about the 2.
I think they're out to the 3.
3, okay.
Yeah.
Third and 18 now.
You know what, you're right. They're at the 2. I'm sorry.
All right, they're at the 2. Third and 19, we'll call it. 7:55 to play here in the first half. Panthers do not want to jump offside here.
No.
Try to pin them back and see if they can punt it out of their own end zone.
And the Phantoms have to just hold tight to the ball and get whatever they can going forward.
Palubinski will go under center one more time. Four wide, two to either side. Palubinski, one-step drop, fires to the outside, looks for Nasir Green, completes it to him, and Green will be run out of bounds. Good work there by Rossini to push him out at about the 7-yard line. So nice work by Phoenixville to at least give their punter a prayer of catching a snap here and getting it away.
Now does Clancy,
fourth and long.
Does Clancy send his kids after these guys for trying to block the punt?
Yeah, where's Chaz Fisher when you need him? All right. So they'll snap it from the 7. Green, one of the best athletes on the field, will take it, step into it, and let a wobbler go. It's going to take a hop and almost hit a Strathaven player. Nice work by Nick O'Connor to get out of the way. Rolls out across the 35 to the 36, and now 7:31 to play before half. Strathaven with a very short field in front of him. Nice work by the Panther defense after just a wild play on the Nulon fumble prior to that. All right.
Timeout.
Halftime in Malvern, Interboro 8, Great Valley, the defending District 1 champ, 7. So, Interboro on top there. Okay. We'll try to keep you updated as on the other AAA games as well with Upper Moreland and Pottstown going. All right, stick with us here. First and 10, Zach Nulon is your fullback. Wing T look, Haywood under center. On first down, to give is to Nulon, who's holding on to that ball tightly this time and pushes forward down near the 31-yard line. He'll take 5 and a first down.
Well, I'll tell you, for an add-on game at the end of the year, so far it's been pretty exciting and certainly lots of scoring.
Oh, my. Indeed. We've had some highlight-type plays already. Panthers have yet to put it in the air. Haywood, in the pregame, was saying, all right, line, let's go. You know, everything's looking good, pushing them around up front. Second down and 6. Haywood's under center again on 2nd and 6. Give quick hitter is to Nulon right up the middle with Elijah Crew on the sideline momentarily. And Nulon will push across the 30 down to the 28. Brings up 3rd down and short. Nice work by Matt Branch on the tackle. They'll spot this at the 28. Brings up 3rd down and 2. All right. Panthers, again, just this is their kind of football here. Move it a few yards at a time. If they can break one, great. Give us a new line off left tackle. Lots of running room this time, and he's across the 25 and stumbles down to the 23. Gain of 4 as Nulon keeping that pad level low and couldn't quite keep his balance to keep that thing rolling. Either way, the chains will move, and the Panthers trying to convert on a short field here. 6:05, 6:04 and counting to play in the first half. 14-7, Strathaven on top of Phoenixville. And looking for more here with leading rusher Elijah Crew on the sideline. All right. On 1st and 10 from the 24. Haywood. Give is to Makai Hill, who runs into a man immediately that time. Nice work holding the point of attack by number 53, Corey Bird. Hill goes next to nowhere that time. Maybe a yard for Hill. 8 carries for 48 yards from the junior, Makai Hill, at the moment. Garnet Valley has just given up probably a back-breaking touchdown just before half. They're down 28-3 now to Upper Dublin, who's...
I don't think they're going to recover from
First-team defense has not been scored on this year and still has not given up a touchdown. 2nd down and 8 from the 23 here. Split end to the left is Kyrie Fuller. Motion man is Ryan Morris right to left. Give off the left side, and Nulon is rumbling inside the 20, down to the 16, gain of 7. It's going to bring up short, 3rd down and short. Now, whistles on the play here.
You got injured, Phantom.
Can't quite tell who this is, but either way, with 4:53 to play here in the first half, we'll take a short timeout with them. Thanks again to our sponsors for making it all happen here on HavenFootball.net. Strathaven up by a score and looking for more when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent.
Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field, and good sign there that the Phantoms player seems to be okay, went off under his own power, so we'll hope the best for him. In the meantime, both teams beset by injuries this year, and on third down and about three, T formation. Hill, Nulon, and Ryan Morris are your backs. Gives to Nulon, good block for Morris, and Nulon into the secondary, first down inside the 10. They'll put the sticks on the ground. It'll be first and goal to go from the 8 when the Panthers snap it again. Gain of 10 more for Nulon. He's up to 95 yards rushing.
Boy, and that was just a good, clean haul, sealed off, and Nulon wasn't touched for about 5 or 6 yards, I think.
Panthers over 200 yards of offense already, all of it coming on the ground. First and goal to go from the 8. T formation again. Morris in there is pretty good lead blocker. They fake it to inside, give his Nulon off left tackle, and he is in for the touchdown. Zach Nulon off left tackle following Petrovic and Splain. Panthers on the board again, 20-7. Zach Nulon punches it in from the fullback spot.
Well, that's going to help a lot because Haven gets the ball first in the beginning of the second half.
Indeed. Well, 36-yard scoring drive there. Not much to do there, but the Panthers going to line up and go for two.
Yep.
20-7, 4:13 to play. Again, T formation here. Wing to the left now is Makai Hill. Hard count, and that will move it half the distance. Nice work by yep. Colton Haywood to get the Phantoms to jump, and now just have to move it about a yard and a half. Wonder if that changes the call, or my guess is hand it to the fullback one more time. Doesn't matter who it's been.
Yep.
Crew and Nulon have both had equally successful evenings so far. Nulon's your fullback. T-look, Hill, Nulon, and Morris. Two-point conversion. Give is to Nulon, who dives his way into the end zone. Conversion is good. 4:13 to play before halftime. 22-7. Strathaven looking for its second win of the season right here at George L. King Field. Be back to see what they can do with the rest of the game right here on HavenFootball.net.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a Coco's Pizza. At Coco's, you can get pizza your way. Thin crust or thick, red or white, with a whole slew of topping choices. Having a party? Buy 3 large or extra large pizzas and get a free 12-pack of Coca-Cola. Order your pizza right now at 610-872-7277. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven. Pick up or delivery.
Hello, this is Kevin Clancy. I'm the head football coach at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Strathaven 22, Phoenixville 7. Midway through this second quarter. 4:13 to play here in the first half, and the Strathaven marching unit starting to make their way down onto the track. Looking forward to their performance at halftime, and we'll talk playoff action around District 1 and District 12 as well. Some upsets in the making, especially at the 4A level, but we'll keep an eye on the field here as Nulon kicks it away. Picked up by one of the upbacks and looking for room across the 30. After the 36-yard line goes number 13 in purple and white, who is not on our roster. So we'll keep an eye out for number 13. But Nulon, Matt Splain in on the tackle. And number 36, at the 36-yard line is where the Phantoms will start, trailing by 15. And again, if you're joining us late, Matt Palabinski, who spent most of the time this year as a running back slash wide receiver, is your quarterback tonight. in place of the injured junior starter. Give is to Garcia on first down. It runs right into Raghib Boyer. Nice work by Boyer to get rid of his blocker. Sam Petrovich in the mix as well. And Garcia picks up only maybe two. Call it 2 yards. Brings up second down and eight. So Garcia, 5 carries for 40 yards. 31 of it came on his touchdown run at the 7:04 mark of the first quarter. Panthers have held him in check since. Here on second down and eight, Garcia one more time looking for him off the left side. Great job by Boyer to rip him down again. No gain on the play. And Phantoms may think twice about running to that edge if Boyer keeps handling his man here. Nice work by the senior defensive end. Boyer and Bill Gaynor have stepped in very nicely in place of some injured Panthers over the last couple of weeks. And again, it's been the story of the season for the most part, but good to see some seniors getting some extra action here late in the season, along with some underclassmen doing the job as well. Third down and seven. Panthers show blitz. Rolling to the right is Palavinsky. Eyes still downfield. Firing to the outside. Complete in the right flat and banged out of bounds by Kyrie Fuller is Dorian County. County's going to be a couple yards, more than a couple yards shy of a first down. Good work by Fuller to stop him at the 42-yard line.
And Haven almost jumped off sides again on that play.
Gain of just three. And you're right, Mike. They were fortunate not to
I don't know what it is that they're so anxious. I mean, I understood when it was, fourth down and a foot, and, that you get anxious, but this was pretty clean.
Nasir Green onto the field to punt it away again. Fourth down and four. Panthers do not certainly want to jump right here. Green is a threat to run it. Steps into it. Kicks a high wobbler, angling towards this near sideline. Come to the Strathaven sideline. Sean Daly walks away from it and lets it roll out of bounds at the 29-yard line. Good play by Daly to leave it alone. And the Panthers will still, with two timeouts in their pocket, 2:47 on the first half clock, have a chance to really maybe throw another dagger here before halftime.
Yeah, it'd be interesting because, I would like to see some very aggressive play calling. I don't know that I want to see passing so much. But some aggressive pass, if play calling. Let's see if we get down the field and put it in and kind of shut this thing down right here.
Here we go. First and 10. Carl Landholm, the center, is over the ball at the right hash. Split to the wide side of the field is Kyrie Fuller. Double wing, motion man is Morris. Play fake and back to pass for the first time. And looking deep down that sideline on a wheel route is Makai Hill. Incomplete. Hill kind of broke off his route and the pass.
He misread it.
Pass incomplete. Pretty good coverage, actually, by Nasir Green, but first pass of the night falls incomplete off the arm of Colton Haywood.
As little passing as they do, it's tough, particularly at night with the lights and everything else, to really gauge where that ball's going. And Hill just thought it was going to fall short and correctly slowed down. He didn't win an interception, but the ball actually sailed over his head at that point.
Second down and 10 from the 29. Panthers have pretty much run it at will, though. So they'll try it again here on first down. Give is to Newline, who runs right into number 53. Sitting there waiting for him, Corey Bird. Maybe a gain of two. Third down and eight. And so, again, Panthers not moving it well this time around. And now they're ready to snap it quickly. No huddle look here for the Panthers. Double wing. Hill to the right, Morris to the left. Motion man, they run the jet sweep, Makai Hill, and there's flags all over the place, and Panthers will go backwards 5 more yards. Another flag pre-snap, and this is, not a great series, but I can't remember the last time Strathaven had 8 penalties in a game.
Yeah.
And this is 8 penalties in the first
half.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Brutal. But they'll back it up to the 26-yard line with 2:14 to play here. Before halftime, and so much for no huddle. But,
well, that was the other thing I didn't understand. Yeah. You got 2 minutes left. You want to run the, if nothing else, you want to hold on to the ball and run the clock down to zero.
Well,
what was the rush?
The Panthers, I will say, they've run no huddle very well this season. When they've run it, it's usually turned into something good. Here we go. Split end to the left is Fuller, wing to the right. And now give off the right side. Lots of room for on the cutback is Makai Hill. Shake and bake and near first down yardage. We'll see. I think he's got enough here. If they go with the spot on this near sideline, if they put it on the 39, he's got enough for a first down. Third and 13, Hill goes for 13. and the Panthers will move the chains. Good work.
Yep. Wow.
On the sweep to the right side, and that's a backbreaker for Phoenixville, who had a chance to get the ball back with 2 minutes to play and still three timeouts for the Phantoms. All right. Instead, the Panthers split Kyrie Fuller to the right. Tight end to the left is Matt Splain. On first and 10 at their own 39-yard line, Panthers send Hill in motion. Play fake and back to passes. Haywood has time. Down the middle he goes. Fuller is out there. Who reaches up and can't haul it in at the 30-yard line.
Oh,
Fuller had everybody beaten on the post.
And the ball was thrown just a foot and a half too far. It, just like last week. Wasn't quite as close as the one I highlighted on the play of the game. But, man, that was close. He was doing that all last week, and this one was just like it. It's like, why can't you get a light breeze right when you need it?
That would have been nice.
It would have fallen right into his arms. You could see when Fuller left that he had a foot. Yeah. He had a lead on the defender.
Good pocket there that time. Good work by the offensive line to give Haywood some time. Here, second down and 10. They shift the tight end to the right. That's Splain. Wing to the right as well. And now give on that sweep to the right side. Cut back for Makai Hill. This went for 13 last time. This time they'll stop him at the 46. So give him 7. Brings up third down and 3. Nice work by Bennick on the stop for the Phantoms.
All right, now it's a no-huddle, which makes
now
a little bit
of
sense.
Now it's a no-huddle. Third down and about 4th from the 45-yard line. Split end to the left is Kyrie Fuller. We're inside of a minute when they snap it. On third down, it's Hill one more time. Same play. He lowers the shoulder and picks up the first down. Garcia came up and popped him a yard shy, but Hill's momentum and a good stick with that shoulder puts it out on the midfield stripe. Gain of 5 and a Panther first down. Hill, 11 carries, 73 yards and a touchdown. Panthers, wing to the right, on first and 10 from the 50. Give is to Newline, straight up the middle he goes. He's got room into the secondary, and he's got a first down. They'll move the chains, stop the clock momentarily as he tumbles down to the 34. Gain of 16 more for Newline. He's over 100 for the night. And now Panthers call timeout with 45 seconds to play here before halftime. All right. Trying to keep up with the stats here as we go no huddle and so forth. But 45 seconds left before half, so we'll keep it right here. Many of these playoff games were 7 o'clock starts, thus are in the second half at right. The moment. Again, the big news of the night so far, the top 2 seeds in 4A in some trouble. Top-seeded Downingtown East trailing Plymouth White Marsh, 21-7 at halftime. The 2-seed, undefeated Springford, Pac-10 champs, down 17-0 to Neshaminy. And Neshaminy with the ball early in the second half. So lots going on there. Springford, we just talked about Springford. 21-21, Perk Valley tied on the road at Haverford.
That's a good game.
It certainly is. We'll try to keep you updated on scores from outside of District 1 as well. But Innerboro leading at half 8-7. Academy Park on top of Springfield 14-0. And Garnet Valley trailing big time to Upper Dublin. Here we go. First and 10 from the 34. Split end to the left is Kyrie Fuller. And Haywood back to pass. Has some time. Looking. Down the middle he goes. Has Hill on the post. The pass is overthrown and nearly intercepted. Falls incomplete at the goal line. Robert Thomas in coverage, and Haywood 0-for-3 throwing it now.
Oh, and that was not spectacular. That was just, I think he just heaved it, hoping somebody was going to be down there.
Yeah.
What was that?
All right. Siren went off on the
clock,
Gary James maybe just having some fun with it. But
I think that was Jack Hans.
Jack Hans, okay. All right, we'll blame the band director.
So the band can go out there.
Yeah, that's right.
Enough of this. Let's play some music.
They're ready to go. Two tight ends. Fuller to the left, Splain to the right on second down and 10. From the 34, it's Newline up the middle. Lowers the shoulder and picks up the 29-yard line. Gain of about 5. Panthers will need to snap it in a hurry. 29 seconds, 28 seconds, 27 seconds. Haywood running no huddle here, but has to move quickly. Haywood gives to Makai Hill, cuts back. He has room into the secondary. Goes. That'll stop the clock as he picks up a first down, down to the 16-yard line with 15 seconds to play before halftime. Nice work there by Hill to pick up 15 more. Panthers over 300 yards rushing here in the first half. Wow. So, 126 on the ground for Newline, 88 for Hill, 96 for Elijah Crew, nothing through the air, but a 22-7 lead, and looking for more here with 15 seconds to play before half, and Strathaven has just used their final timeout, so may need to take a shot or two at the end zone here.
Well, you know, they're close enough, a good run, obviously, for, what are they, at 17?
Can pick up a first down and stop the clock and hustle up to the line to clock it.
Well, but you break somebody loose, you can certainly get in there plenty of time. I mean, you're close enough to get this in 15 seconds. But what do you have, two plays here? You don't have any timeouts. So you either have to get out of bounds or throw it.
Yeah. North Penn has made that trip to Southern Chester County before. I remember a few years back they went down and hammered an Avengrove team. They don't go quite as far this time with Unionville, but they're up 20-7 on Unionville late in the second quarter. So North Penn traveling well, as they often do in the District 1 playoffs. All right, Strathaven, first and 10 from the 17-yard line. Two tight ends. Motion man is Ryan Morris. Back to pass. Looking is Haywood. Has time. Fires to the end zone. Four is out there. Four is got it for a touchdown. Great delivery from Haywood. His first touchdown pass of the season with 9 seconds to play before half. That could be the backbreaker. 28-7. Extra point pending.
Well, that was great. He finally nailed one in and got it caught, and I was ready for it to get knocked down. I thought, finally we got it all set up, but he did it.
Kyrie Fuller's fourth receiving touchdown of the season, and the Panthers will go for two. With 9 seconds to play before half, that is a big one. Under center is Haywood, two tight ends. Gives to Makai Hill on the sweep, cuts it back, and he's going to be close, I don't know. I think they held up very nicely, and the try is no good. Nice work there by the Phantoms defense to keep the lead at 28-7. But Strathaven on top by 3 scores and will get the ball to start the second half. So trying to survive these last 9 seconds, and we'll keep it right here. Panthers trying not to give up anything silly here in the waning seconds of the half. Marple Newtown has tacked on another field goal, 13-0 on top of Pottsgrove.
Okay,
so,
good.
Again, good road trip so far.
And that's in the third quarter.
For the Tigers, who are looking for their first ever playoff victory in school history. And, again, that is in the third quarter, 5:42 to play in the third. So they're halfway, more than halfway through the third, and Pottsgrove's going to need 2 touchdowns to take the lead back.
That'll keep Jim Alsman busy for another game.
Yeah, that's right.
He's the broadcaster for that team, and actually we're going to be doing it looks like a playoff game next week. So
we will keep you posted, of course, on where we're headed. It could be Academy Park Interboro. If that holds up, it could be something else. But in the meantime, Strathaven up 28-7 right here. 9 seconds to play before halftime. Newland just trying to keep it out of any dangerous return man's hands. Keep it away from Garcia and Palabinski, I would guess, is the instruction. Kick it to one of the up men, and it'll be number 4 picking it up, who lowers the shoulder across the 41, 4 being Bob Strunk. And with 4.9 seconds left, Matt Splain on another tackle. And with, from the 41, maybe you see how far Palabinski can throw it. Well, you have Nasir Green, who's one of the better receivers in the Pac-10. I'd wonder if maybe you just take your shot down the field and see what happens.
I think you take a knee and call it. And you don't want a turnover and a run back, that's for sure. I mean, I know this is not looking good.
Under center, and you're right, Mike. Good work, Coach Mike. As Palabinski takes a snap, takes a knee, and we'll take it to the halftime locker room and the home crowd, chilly home crowd tonight. But, boy, they're feeling good about what's going on at George L. King Field so far. 28-7 Panthers at half as the defense gave up one first quarter score and has held up well since.
Absolutely.
The offense been a hot knife through butter on the ground, and then a big time throw connection Colton Haywood to Kyrie Fuller with 9 seconds to play before half. So speaking of halftime, we're going to take a short timeout, more than a minute or two, and give ourselves a chance to get some scores together and a whole lot more, but stick with us.
Pete's not here because he's out sick, so
yep.
Poor guy's recovering, hopefully listening to the game and sneezing and coughing and all that kind of stuff. Not infecting us. That's the important
thing. There you go.
All right. So anyway, so go ahead and do your tag.
All right. We'll hit the music and come right back in a few minutes. Halftime, Strathaven 28, Phoenixville 7, right here on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mill Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630. To schedule the tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or anytime, everybody loves Coco's.
Welcome back to George L. King Field, where the Strathaven Marching Band is in full glory on the field, playing away, as you can hear in the background. And the score here is Strathaven 28, Phoenixville 7, and it's been all Strathaven. Phoenixville did score on their second possession and did a nice job doing it, but it's been an exciting game afterwards. Strathaven really has not been stopped, and it's just been a great success at creating the holes on offense. Obviously doing well on defense as well, holding the Phantoms to only that one score. And Haven's going to get the ball first in the first half, in the second half, and that could get this game very close to a mercy rule if they can hold the Phantoms back. So Brian is busy checking out scores. You ready to go with some updates?
Well, I can get you a few. That'll at least get us started. But in the meantime, just want to say one more time, this will be the last time this year we get to see the Strathaven marching unit. And we were talking about it over the last couple weeks. The sound of this band is, and we've seen tremendous bands year after year, the sound that these kids are putting together is absolutely spectacular. So again, congratulations to all of them for another very entertaining season. We know that's a whole lot of work and a whole lot of time that goes into that. And again, it's just part of a great high school football experience, either here at home or when we're on the road as well.
And we should say that there's fully one-third of the entire student population is in the band.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Pretty amazing. We don't see anyone bigger or better anywhere else that we've traveled in and around District 1 or anywhere else in Pennsylvania for that matter.
No doubt about that.
So, again, great show here tonight as always, and we'll keep you posted now on some other score updates from around District 1, playoff action galore. Let's start in AAA, where the bottom half of that bracket, the two seed, Upper Moreland, on at home tonight hosting Pottstown, and Rodney Morgan just broke off another big one for the Bears, 26-6. The Golden Bears at home, not well ahead of Pottstown now, midway wow. through the third. So the number two seed Upper Moreland looking to stay at home in Willow Grove again next week. They would get the winner of the Marple Newtown Pottsgrove game. And Pottsgrove, the three seed, Marple Newtown, the six. But like I said a few moments ago, I told Jim Alsman, I said, I think you've got a good draw. You're in the opposite part of the Academy Park bracket. You're on the opposite side of Innerborough. I said, this is not the Pottsgrove team we've seen of recent years. And so far, I'm correct. 13-0. Marple Newtown, late in the third, on top of Pottsgrove, looking for their first win in school, first playoff win in school history. So the Tigers trying to earn themselves one more week of action and a trip up the turnpike to Willow Grove next week. On the other half of the bracket, Innerborough on top early in the third quarter, 8-7. Innerborough has converted on two-point conversions most of the year. They've gone for two more more often than they've kicked extra points. Right. And they lead Great Valley 8-7 up in Malvern.
Which could go any way you want.
Yeah. Could mean a date next week with the top seed if Academy Park can hold on. It was 14-0. Springfield's on the board now, 14-7. So we've got a one-touchdown lead over in one-touchdown game over in Sharon Hill. Academy Park, the number one seed, one of the best scoring defenses in all of District 1, let alone Delaware County, and the undefeated Del Valle champs.
Well, you know, Joe Stokes, in his article, called for Springfield to beat them, and I thought, wow, knock me over with a feather if okay. that happens. But it obviously is closer than anybody expected.
And Innerborough, if they were to hold on, and if Academy Park holds on, you'd get a rematch of last week's 7-6 victory by Academy Park, with them scoring with 2 minutes to play in regulation and making their extra point.
Yep.
And that was basically the game there. So it's not impossible that they could meet again in the playoffs. In fact, it's looking likely at the moment. Just a few seasons ago, it happened that same way, where they played a tight game in the regular season, and then met again in the AAA playoffs a couple weeks later. So that could show up as well. All right. Up to the 4A bracket, where, again, the big news of the first half here was the top two seeds in serious, serious trouble. Undefeated and top-seeded number one seed Downingtown East has cut into the Plymouth-White Marsh lead, and Downingtown East trying to climb back into it. They trail Plymouth-White Marsh 21-14.
Well, at least it's a game now.
7:41 to play in the third quarter. Thanks to our buddies up at WNPV for the tweets and updates there. The number two seed at home, undefeated Pac-10 champ Springford, trails Neshaminy. Springford on the board now, but it's 24-8 midway through the third. So that's still a 16-point game there. Yeah. The Redskins, that's a long road trip from Heartbreak Ridge all the way up to Springford to Royersford. But, hey, Neshaminy's taking care of business right now as the 15 seed. Also in 4A, the number three seed faring much better at the moment. Upper Dublin, top five team in the state, according to Harrisburg Patriot News. They are crushing Garnet Valley 28-3 early in the third quarter. The Flying Cardinals taking care of business over in Fort Washington. Upper Darby and Council Rock North knotted at 14. So Council Rock North and Upper Darby. Upper Darby 9-1, certainly the higher seed with a home game there, but they are knotted. Speaking of tie scores, Perk Valley on the road as a 12 seed at number 5 Haverford, tied at 21 in the third quarter, and Perk Valley just botched a snap on a short field goal attempt, so Haverford seems to have dodged a bullet for the moment. So again, Perk Valley giving Haverford all they can handle at home over in Havertown. Also in 4A, we mentioned it, North Penn, they travel well. They play that tough non-league schedule to start every season.
Right.
I remember a few years ago when they went down to Avon Grove, and I was talking to the guys at WNPV in Lansdale. They follow North Penn very closely, obviously. That's their hometown team. And I said, wait till you get out to Avon Grove. It'll feel like the end of the earth. And they just kind of laughed and then told me later, like, wow, that is a long, long ride. And my caution was, hey, Avengrove, never mind that they had a good team back then. Brandon Monk was a good running back who's now at Westchester and doing well. But North Penn took care of business. They won something like 35-10. This is going back 3-4 years. So they had to go almost as far, all the way out Route 82 to Unionville. Yeah. And that game actually was supposed to be at 7 o'clock, and they kicked it to 7:30, like, tonight. They basically said nobody was even there.
Yeah.
So they kicked it back to 7:30. No problem still for North Penn. They're up 28-7 on 8-2 Unionville. So North Penn, in that 8-9 game, you know, in theory would play next week against the one seed Downingtown East, but they're, of course, in big trouble against PW. So, you know,
that means that whole division just opens right up.
Yeah, and North Penn, honestly, you know, there always seemed to be a 7, 8, 9, 10 seed that nobody wants to play because their seeding usually is a byproduct of that tough early season slate. They run through their league, and they're really following that same recipe here in 2015 so far. Again, we mentioned Chamonix and Springford. We mentioned PW. We mentioned Perk Valley and Haverford. That's really it in terms of the triple and quad A playoffs in District 1. A couple other games of note at the moment here in Delaware County. A contingency game, a game that has no bearing on the playoffs, but Ridley hosting Penridge tonight. Penridge, long road trip there from Perkasy all the way down to the bottom of the Blue Route. But 17-7, the Rams on top of Ridley.
Wow.
Ridley in danger of falling to 6-5 and with a date with Interborough perhaps on Thanksgiving if Interborough is no longer alive in the AAA playoffs. Simon Gratz on top of Central in the public league playoffs, 13-6 late in the third quarter. Let's see. And now a quick update from Marple Newtown football, Jim Alsman. Next play, another Weathers pick. So Marcus Weathers, a linebacker, had a good game against Strathaven a week ago. Some tackles for loss. He has two interceptions tonight. And Marple Newtown with the ball, a 13-point lead. You know, and late in the third quarter. So the Tigers, about 14 minutes of football action from their first victory ever in the District 1 playoffs. Matt DeGeorge from the Delco Times, thanks to his updates. Garnet Valley gets moving, but a fumble, and Upper Dublin has recovered the ball at midfield. So Garnet Valley starting to move the football, down 28-3, but ouch, it goes. With a turnover. Council Rock North has retaken the lead 20-17 on Upper Darby at the moment.
Yeah.
So Council Rock North trying to pull the upset here. That's, again, just the way the seedings have gone. There's a lot of long road trips this weekend here. You know, Council Rock Newtown, Lower Bucks County, no picnic driving across the city one direction or the other to Upper Darby.
I'm not too sure how much of that impacts. I think, you know, it has some reasonable impact, but I think by and large there's a you know, there's a preparation, there's a nervousness, and then you're up against a team that is either better than you thought or faster than you thought, and you have to adjust. And adjusting in high school is very, very tough. If your game plan isn't working, you know, you can make some very, very fine minor tune-ups, but anything major like you see in college and pros, forget it. These are 15, 16, 17-year-old kids. I mean, you can't rewrite the game right there. And you don't have the expertise, quite frankly. You don't have the eye in the sky and all the other things that colleges and pros use to spot what the trends are. So, you know, I remember when Haven was on a run, I got really nervous every Friday night. I just, you know, we didn't know anything about the team.
Yeah.
You know, you knew what their record was, and then you had to think about who they played and whether it was real competition. And, you know, the first series was like, oh, the Butterflies were terrible. How are we going to do? So I would have, and that's as a fan. I can imagine how I'm feeling as an athlete if I'm on that on that field and taking on that guy ahead of me who I don't know anything about, you know, other than film. So it's you know, I don't know if traveling helps or hurts. I really don't. I think it makes for a very long ride home if you got your rear end handed to you in the game. But other than that, I'm not too sure what it hurts or makes.
All right, a couple other score updates just as you were talking. We mentioned the triple and 4A playoffs, but in single A, you got another Delaware County team still in the mix. Delaware County Christian at 9-1 coming into tonight, now leading 25-0 over Calvary Christian. So Delaware County Christian, one of the few single A teams in all of District 1, really,
right.
But on top 25-0. Just up the road here in Newtown Square. Speaking of Newtown Square, Abel Hoff has gotten free in the secondary, and Marple Newtown now leading 20-0 after a 59-yard screen pass. So the Tigers on top, 20-0 late in the third quarter, so they cash in on Marcus Weathers' second interception of the night. Innerborough still leading 8-7 at the end of the third quarter. So again, a defensive struggle, not surprising really with the way Interboro's defense plays, but Great Valley struggling at home tonight with the Bucks, still 8-7 there. Speaking of the end of the third quarter, that's where they are in Sharon Hill, 14-7 Academy Park on top of Springfield after three. So, boy, oh, boy, the scores are fast and furious. End of the third quarter now. Neshaminy has scored again. Springford as the two seed in serious trouble now. 31-8, Redskins on top up in Royersford. So, again, this has been wild night.
As the band is leaving the field, why don't we go to our commercial break for the second half, and we'll be back in a few minutes and start the second half.
Start the second half, and we'll talk more Strathaven football because it's been a whale of a performance tonight from the Panthers. Never mind the rest. Talk Strathaven the rest of the way here as we approach the second half kickoff. So glad you're joining us either live or on the archive. Glad you're listening, and we're glad to bring it right here on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167. A good trash pickup service is worth its weight in gold. BDI, Boyle's Disposal Incorporated, is a locally owned and operated business for over 20 years right here in Wallingford. Ward Boyle is a Strathaven alumni and knows our neighborhoods better than anyone. BDI offers residential service as well as bulk item collection and cleanouts. To schedule clean, courteous trash pickup service, give Ward a call at 610-872-3149. Buddy, buddy, pick up your
garbage. Tell me. Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate's stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or anytime, everybody loves Coco's. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. Oil disposal, residential and business trash pickup done quickly and professionally. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue.
Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital.
Think Rothman first. Run again, play again.
Plush Mills Senior Living Community. Big enough to count on, small enough to care. In Wallingford.
Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident.
Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Strathaven 28, Phoenixville 7. Spent plenty of time over halftime here talking about scores from elsewhere, but boy, what a good performance from the Strathaven offensive line in the early going. When you've got three backs at or approaching 100 yards, that's not just the talent of the guys carrying the ball. That's the big guys up front. So great job tackle to tackle. And the two tight ends, Matt Splain and Kyrie Fuller. And, give the backs credit as well. The guys who are not carrying the ball, but, you know, the halfbacks have blocked well, the fullback from time to time. And what a job up front. Strathaven with nearly 300 yards on the ground just in the first half alone. And then, of course, a 17-yard scoring pass from Colton Haywood to Kyrie Fuller with just 9 seconds to play in the second quarter was a big-time score for the Panthers. For Phoenixville, Matt Palabinski was forced into action tonight at quarterback rather than catching or running with the ball. Not bad numbers-wise as far as completions, 4 out of 6, but just 36 yards through the air and one costly interception in the end zone. Chris Rossini stepped in front of a slant and jumped in front of Nasir Green for the Panther interception. Those four completions, two of them to number two, Dorian County, just a sophomore. He has 23 yards receiving. One to Bob Strunk, just a sophomore as well, and he has 4 yards receiving. And the senior, Matt Garcia, with a 9 yards catch as well. Leading rusher is Matt Garcia for Phoenixville, 6 carries for 40 yards. County, 1 for -9, and Palabinski, 9 carries for just 19 yards. The Panther defense doing quite a job as well, aside really from just one scoring drive when Garcia gave Phoenixville a momentary lead with 7:04 to play here in the first quarter. Strathaven marched right down and scored quickly with Elijah Cruz, 20-yard run with 8:50 to play in the first. Strathaven answered the Phoenixville touchdown as Makai Hill went 3 yards at the 2:38 mark to go up 14-7 after the two-point conversion. Zach Nulon then, filling in for the injured Elijah Cruz, really took over for most of that second quarter. Nulon with over 100 yards rushing now. Fumble notwithstanding on one of the wildest plays we've seen in a long time. But Nulon's 8-yard run stretched the lead to 22-7, rather, and then Colton Haywood to Kyrie Fuller with just 9 seconds left. A 17-yard connection has stretched this score to 28-7. And Strathaven now will receive the kickoff and move left to right to start here in the third quarter. Upper Moreland has stretched their lead to 33-6. The Golden Bears are going to take care of Pottstown tonight. So, big game up in Willow Grove a week from tonight. Here, Panthers trying to wrap up the 2015 season with their second win. Want to end on a good note, and the Panthers, 24 minutes of football action from doing that. Ready to kick it away is Robert Thomas. Just inside the right hash mark, he has it teed high and over and kick. It's going to come down to Sean Daly. The sophomore takes it at the 14-yard line, looking for a wedge at the 25. A little bit of room, flag on the play, and this will go backwards. Garcia on a stop. And again, he's been absolutely everywhere. Nice work there from the senior in purple and white. Daly stopped at the 26-yard line, but then we'll check the flag, and I think this is going backwards just a little bit further. All right. Holding.
Boy, you talked about it earlier tonight. That Haven has just been a zillion penalties tonight. Really strange.
Couple of lead changes in other games. A 37-yard field goal for Great Valley has put them on top of Interboro 10-8. So 10-8 with 10:24 left in regulation there. Upper Darby has just intercepted a pass, and they're trailing 21-17, but have the football left. Have the football and in business midway through the third there. Here, ready to start the third quarter from scrimmage for the first time. Two tight end set, wing tee behind Haywood, and give is to Zach Nulon, the fullback, straight up the middle, and there he goes at the 30, 35, and dragged down at the 36-yard line.
Whoa.
Nulon rips off 19 on his first carry of the night, or second half, rather. Not of the night. He's up to 145 yards rushing. This is a season high for him.
He's been busy. His kids are going to sleep good tonight, that's for sure.
Yep. All right. Garcia with yet another tackle. That'll be interesting to see as well. The Phoenixville tackling, number 21, has been absolutely everywhere and has saved multiple touchdown runs. From the 35, Haywood under center. Gives to Makai Hill. Looking for running room. He cuts it back and picks up a couple. Good penetration that time from the down four linebackers there to clean up. Matt Valdovinos forced him inside and got help from his teammates.
In case you're wondering about Mr. Crew, number 32, he is still in pads, but he has got his shoe off, and I don't think he'll be returning tonight to fight.
I didn't see him.
He came on the field. I don't see him now.
You know what? He's sitting down. He's on the bench here, I think.
I don't think so. It was in his uniform.
Either way, give us a new line on second down, and he plows forward across the 40 out to the 44-yard line. He's going to be a yard shy of a first down, gain of six more for Nulon on 14 carries. He's up to 151 yards unofficially here. Well, they'll spot it at the 48, third down and two upcoming. Panthers looking to work the clock here along with maybe putting some more points on the board.
No doubt, they're in an unusual situation this year, leading this much. They haven't been this far out ahead of a team since Harrington.
Two tight ends, T formation, on third down and two. Nine men in the box, and they overload and just outnumber Strathaven there. Nulon, not much doing. Maybe a yard is going to bring up fourth and one. Now decision time for Coach Clancy.
I don't think
he's going to punt it away here.
Really?
I don't think he'll punt it. I think they're going to keep it on the ground and keep this thing moving. Say, look, the line has gotten us more than a yard on every snap tonight.
Except there's only the last play.
Well, yeah. There has been one negative play for Strathaven tonight on nearly 40 snaps. So at this point, fourth and a yard from their 44-yard line, Panthers will go. Watch for the hard count here. Nulon is your fullback. Hard count from Haywood. He's going to keep it. Sneak right up the middle he goes, and wow, he was close to breaking one. He's across the 50 to the 48-yard line. How about Haywood taking eight on the quarterback dive?
Well, when it's going your way, man, it's going your way.
That'll move the chains into Phoenixville territory. First and 10 for Strathaven from the 48-yard line. Matt Smith from the Delco Times says, Bruce is loose. 167 yards for Isaiah Bruce of Upper Darby with three touchdowns. Well, three touchdowns would give them the lead.
I was going to say.
Yeah, let's find out. We'll get a score update, perhaps, from over on Lansdowne Avenue. Here, first and 10 at the 48. Strathaven, two tight ends. Wing to the left is Makai Hill. Play faking, back to pass is on the waggle series, looking, firing deep down the field. He's got Kyrie Fuller, passes underthrown, incomplete, knocked away by Strunk. Fuller had a step, couldn't quite connect deep down this sideline. 8:47 to play here in the third, second down and 10, as Haywood trying to find Fuller one more time behind the defense. Plymouth White Marsh 28, Downingtown East 21. That's a one-score game. Upper Dublin has stretched their lead on to Garnet Valley. It's now 35-3.
Poor
Jaguars' season is about to end.
Yep.
And
badly.
Honestly, and honestly not terribly surprising, unfortunately.
Yeah, they got a tough seed.
Yep. Second down and 10. From the 48, two tight ends. Wing to the left again is Hill. Give is to Nulon, the fullback, pushing off the right side this time. Following Ryan Morris across the 45, down to the 44. Third down and six upcoming. So Nulon, busy guy tonight. 16 carries. He's approaching a season high in carries along with the yardage here. Downtown East actually came back and tied that game. But PW jumped right back in front, 28-21. Upper Darby with the lead and the football, 24-20 and the ball. Here, third down and six. From the 44 on a Mustang sweep, a little bit of running room across the 40 and diving forward, and I think enough for a first down. Indeed it is. Makai Hill picks up eight. Bob Strunk on the stop, and Makai Hill, 14 carries for 99 yards unofficially. That moves the chains, And the Panthers will snap it from the right hash. 7:57 and counting to play here in the third. They are on the move again.
Well, this is exactly what they want to do. You know, eat up a lot of yards, take their time, run the clock down. They're under 8 minutes now. If they can score on this, that would really be a perfect strategy.
Run the clock down and run down the a number of two-way starters here for Phoenixville. Quick hitter right up the middle, Neulon, lots of running room. Into the secondary, he goes 20, 15, 10. They will not catch Neulon. 37 yards later, he's in the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers. 7:31 to play here in the third. And Neulon, a season-long 37-yard run. And that will stretch it to 34-7.
Well, that's what they wanted to do. I think they would like to take a little more time off the clock, but they got the score, so that's the important thing. And it looks like they're going to go for two. Oh, yeah, they're going to go for
two. Panthers, without injured kicker Amir Gordon, will line up to go for two. T formation. Motion man is Mekhi Hill. Play fake. Back to pass is Haywood, and is juggled and incomplete. Oh, Fuller, 8 yards deep in the end zone, had both hands on it. Juggled it, and then had it swatted away. So, point after touchdown fails for the second time tonight, but 7:31 to play here in the third quarter. The Panthers with a great start to this second half, 34-7, when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Midway through the third quarter now, Strathaven 34, Phoenixville 7, and the Panthers trying to right some wrongs, I guess, for most of the season. It's been a tough, tough road for the Panthers, injuries and so forth, but looking to end things on a good note here in 2015, and Neulon we'll step into one. A line drive kickoff is going to go over the head and grabbed there by Garcia, who fumbles with it, picks it up at the one-yard line. Garcia to his left, cuts to his right, and he's across the 10 and not much more, thanks to Shane Mulhern and friends.
I think that kick really surprised them because they were been kind of pooching it for a while, and now he just clear out kicked it, and he got behind him.
Zach Neulon with nearly 200 yards rushing unofficially. I say unofficially especially because we'll have to check the tape for the yardage on that wild play in the second quarter where Neulon was ran for 50-plus yards, fumbled, recovers his own fumble 10 yards later, runs for 10 more, fumbles a second time on the same play. We'll check that over the weekend. First and 10 from the 11-yard line. Palabinski firing to the right side is tipped and incomplete. Intended for number one out in the flat. Number one is not on our roster. I'm sorry that I don't have his name, but Kyrie Fuller lurking in the flat there.
And he thought, he looked at it, he goes, oh, if I'd been a few feet to the left, I probably would have grabbed that for a touchdown.
Could have grabbed it, but, in the meantime, good discipline from Fuller not to get a late hit call as well. You saw him pull up and not lay out any defenseless receiver either. Second down and 10. Palavinsky's going to keep it himself out of the shotgun snap. Off left tackle he goes. Gets a couple out to the 14-yard line and brings up third down and about 7. Nice work there by the Panther defense. They have caught on pretty quickly to what Phoenixville is trying to run. And honestly, you know, this awfully tough for Phoenixville. I mean, to try to break in a new quarterback in the 11th game of the season is no picnic, certainly, and Palabinski and friends doing the best they can with it. All right, 6:48 to play here and counting in the third. Palabinski, shotgun, fake the jet sweep, going to go up the middle himself. He's going to get a couple more and not much else. Petrovich, Deeb, and others stacking up the pile at the 16-yard lines. Bring up fourth down and 5. Palabinski with just two more. 11 carries, just 24 yards for the senior. And the punt team is on its way on one more time.
All right, look, I said we weren't going to discuss this, but we are losing the signal so often. If you're listening live, we're cutting back on as soon as we can. If you're listening on the archive, this will be perfectly smooth with no interruptions, just so you know.
High snap. Good work by Green to get it, but then a sideways punt is going to go out of bounds at about the 26-yard line. This is going to be trouble here. And right at about the 26 is where it will go. This is a 10-yard punt. High snap may have thrown off Green a little bit. And now the Panthers, 34-7, with a chance to put this game into a mercy rule with a touchdown and two-point conversion. Short field here for the Panthers upcoming. Colton Haywood hustles onto the field with the play. Jack Donaghy has found Kareem Bernard for a 27-yard touchdown. It's tied at 28, Perk Valley and Haverford. Great game going on up in Havertown. Here, T formation, now a shift. Double wing, split end to the left is Kyrie Fuller. Motion man, and they run the jet sweep to Makai Hill. Looking for room, trying to get the edge, and has it. Turns across the 25 to the 20, and then run out of bounds by Bob Strunk. Strunk with a stop at about the 20-yard line or so. Gain of 6 for Hill. Second down and 4 upcoming. Makai Hill, unofficially over 100 yards now on 15 carries. So we'll keep that, keep you posted there. Downingtown East has crawled all the way back to tie. They are knotted at 28 with Plymouth White Marsh. DW had a 2-touchdown lead for most of the night.
Some good games out there.
Second down and 4 here from the 20. Split end to the right is Kyrie Fuller. Gives it to Makai Hills. Got a little bit of running room on the cutback, and he takes it to the 15-yard line. And another Panther first down after he picks up 7. Palabinski on the stop. 5:54 and counting to play in the third, and the Panthers on the move again. So Downingtown East, the number one seed, trying to avoid a loss of historic proportions, really. And Plymouth White Marsh trying to do the near impossible. Vikings have jumped back on top of Haverford, 35-28, 7:08 to go. Not much defense over there tonight in Havertown. First and 10 at the 14. Haywood on the Mustang sweep. This is Hill on the cutback. A little bit of running room. Dances right, dances left, and is tumbled at the 7-yard line. Gain of 7 for Hill. 119 yards on 17 carries for Hill, including a touchdown. Neulon also with 17 carries. Have him for 193 and 2 scores. Crew had 96 yards in just over a quarter of play. Or just under a quarter, really. He had 96 yards just in the first quarter. Split end to the left is Kyrie Fuller. Second down and 4. Haywood gives to Neulon off left tackle. Cuts it back to his right and cuts himself into the end zone for the third time tonight. 4:46 to play here in the third. 40-7. Extra point pending. And Zach Neulon takes it in from 8 yards out.
They're cutting these huge holes on the left side of the line.
Well, it's 4:46 to play here in the third. Panthers with a two-point conversion here. Well, now they're going to attempt an extra point.
Right.
Keep this.
He's got to kick it faster. Yep. That's the key.
Colton Haywood to hold. Splain will snap it. Seal steps into it. Kick is away. Plenty of leg. And Steven Seal up and good. 41-7. And the Panthers will keep this game, keep this thing running. All right, here we go. 4:46 to play in the third. We're going to take a short timeout. Be back in a moment. See what the Panther defense can do right here on HavenFootball.net.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule the tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
Ralph Lawler, the LA Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Lawler. Bringing it back to George L. King Field here in Wallingford. Strathaven in great shape, 41-7. In less great shape is Interborough. They now trail Great Valley 17-8. Great Valley trying to defend the District 1 title and trying to set up a date in Delaware County a week from tonight. high end over end kick. It's going to come down to Garcia at the 16-yard line from the left sideline. Cuts back to his right. Has a little bit of running room. Now speed up the middle. 35-40 and out to the 44-yard line before Sean Daly, Stephen Seal, and number 44, Joe Healy, make the stop.
Well, that's one of the reasons we've been squibbing it, because we don't want that return.
You don't
want
to kick it to that young man. Yeah. Garcia has been terrific tonight. Had the 31-yard touchdown run for Phoenixville. I'm speaking more specifically about his exploits on defense. 5'6", 150-pound junior. They have something to look forward to, does head coach Evan Breisbart and others on the staff, to get him back next year. First and 10 from the 44. Palabinski, right up the middle he goes on the quarterback keeper and takes it out to the 47-yard line, 48 maybe. Gain of 4 on his 12th carry of the night. Tony Koskinen checks into the game for Billy Gaynor. Koskinen, a senior who's done nicely on the defensive line this year and now playing his final high school football game. Same can be said for Gaynor. Raghib Boyer, 73, Sam Petrovich. Most of that down four, along with 53, Shane Mulhern, who's made a ton of tackles behind him. And mix in Kyrie Fuller as well. There have been some tough defensive players here for Strathaven this year. And I would say, as a whole, the defense has held up very nicely. Under center now, single setback. Palabinski on the handoff, off the left side, and running room for Garcia. Explodes into the secondary, spins across the 40, and steps out of bounds at the 36. Gain of 13 for Garcia. 53 yards on 7 carries. We'll try to keep you posted on other score changes around District 1 in between plays here. 31-20, Upper Darby now stretching the lead on Council Rock North.
Okay,
so Isaiah Bruce, 4 touchdowns.
Okay,
he has been...
Upper Darby's coming alive, obviously.
Yep. Here the give is to Garcia. Stretch play to the right side, looking for room. Bounces outside and turns upfield. He's got the corner and near first down yardage on that far sideline. We'll see. See where they spot this. If they give him the 25, that's enough. That'll be 11 and a first down.
Yep. Obviously, the Haven defense is starting to relax a little bit.
Relax a little and a few substitutions as well,
right.
but still.
They had the corner pretty well. I couldn't see because the other side of the field, but they had him stretched out, and either somebody made a block or Garcia just turned on the jets and got around him.
Garcia has an extra gear as well, it seems. Like he runs parallel to the line of scrimmage, then when he needs to, turns on the jets. First and 10 from the 24, counterplay to Garcia. Dances to his right, cuts back inside. Not much doing this time. Splain and Mulhern. Oh, and then a flag comes in late. Garcia fell down after the whistle, and they're going to say unnecessary roughness here. So they had him stacked up for no gain. If they're going to say, well, either way, the yardage itself is going to move it forward for a first down. Would have been second down and 10 for no gain, but a 15-yard penalty after the play is going to move it down into the red zone.
The thing that annoys me most is the lack of sportsmanship on a play like that. You're beating them pretty soundly. You really need to do things like that? Just let it go.
You saw two players for Strathaven put their hands in the air to say, no, we didn't do it or didn't mean to, but either way. Here's Garcia off the left side, explodes into the secondary, and speeds into the end zone for the second time tonight. Touchdown, Phoenixville. 3-12 to play here in the third, and Matt Garcia keeping things alive for Phoenixville. He's into the end zone for the second time tonight. 31 on his first one this time. 11-yard touchdown run. After the penalty.
Very similar looking play, I think, too, from his first touchdown run.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Off left side there. And, Matt Garcia, 295 yards rushing coming into tonight. Here, extra point from the left footer. Ball spotted. Kick is away, and it is wide right. So 41-13 is where we stand. We'll take a short timeout, see if we can get you some score updates from elsewhere. But here, 41-13, Strathaven with the lead and the football when we come back on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football, right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field in Wallingford. Strathaven 41, Phoenixville 13, but no quit in the Phantoms there as they answer the Strathaven drive with a scoring drive of their own. Their first drive of the second half finished by Matt Garcia for the second time tonight. 10 carries, 75 yards, the last 11 of it on his previous carry for the Phantoms touchdown. Thomas ready to tee it up and kick it away. High kickoff. It's going to take a hop to Sean Daly, who takes it at the 20-yard line, looking for a little running room up the hash mark. He goes, and he is belted. He is absolutely popped at the 34-yard line. Daly gets up in good shape. Garcia a little worse for the wear on the tackle. He's made a bunch of them tonight. That time, pretty good collision. So the Panthers will take over. First and 10 at their 34-yard line. 3:07 to play here in the third, and a big lead. Victory formation, and it's over for Marple Newtown. Marple Newtown wins their first ever playoff game.
All right.
20-7 over Pottsgrove, and they will go to Willow Grove next week. That's gone final. 33-6, Upper Moreland beats Pottstown. On first down, give is to Makai Hill. Off the right side, stiff arm at the 40, and he's going to be just shy of a first down along this near sideline. Gain of 8 for Makai. As he's up to 127 yards now, that's a season high for the junior. And a good sign leading into next year. Nulon, Hill, Van Bobo, that's most of your backfield coming back. Never mind your two quarterbacks, Haywood and Evan Atsevez. It's just a good chunk of this offensive line that'll need to be replaced.
Yeah, but that's, you know, hopefully the talent's coming up. Junior varsity had a pretty good year. We'll see.
Second down and 2 from the 43. Give is to Nulon off right tackle. Pushes to the 45, and that's enough to move the chains. Three more for Nulon on his 19th carry, and I have him unofficially for over 200 yards rushing tonight. But we'll keep an eye on that later in the weekend when we finalize statistics. That, of course, a big chunk of that comes on the run that he fumbled the ball. So he still gets the yardage for that, I believe, before the fumble, doesn't he?
He gets the yardage for that, and then
after that, recovering and running back. Zaki Bryant checks into the game, the senior. Split end to the left. First and 10 at the 45. Haywood turns, gives a Nulon, straight up the middle he goes, and across the midfield stripe to the 49. Gain of 6 more.
Yeah, Nulon runs so straight up.
Yeah.
He's like a, billboard running through the line there.
Haverford down 35-28, but they are driving into Perk Valley territory with 3:28 to go.
Boy, it's got to be a thriller.
We'll keep an eye on Haverford and Perk Valley. The Fords trying to hold serve on their home turf. 1:32 and counting to play here. Bryant split end to the left. Tight end to the right is Matt Splain. On second down and 5 from the 50, gives a new line one more time. Off left tackle. They've got him by the shirt collar and wrap him up at the 47, maybe 46. He's going to bring a third down and almost 2.
But he did lean forward, got a couple extra yards out of it, but not enough for the first.
Springfield has thrown an interception late. Academy Park kneels it down and wins 14-7. So Academy Park, their offense over the last couple weeks has struggled. But a win is a win is a win. Survive in advance when it comes playoff time. So Academy Park will host a playoff game next week against the winner of Interboro versus Great Valley. More on that in a moment. Third down and a long one. Give is to Nulon. Off right tackle, lowers the shoulder across the 45, and that'll be enough for a Panther first down. Needed a yard and a half, got about 2, and that will move the chains and give the Panthers another few minutes to chew off the clock here. Well, Nulon with 22 carries, by far a season and career high. Marple Newtown at Upper Moreland a week from tonight. The Golden Bears have won it 33-6. Terrific running back up there, Rodney Morgan. They will have their Marple will have their hands full containing him. Here, first and 10, Strathaven from the 44. Two receivers to the left. They run the jet sweep to that side. Mekhi Hill trying to get a block, turns a corner momentarily, and not much more. Good pursuit by Matt Branch to fight through a block and catch him by the shoulder pads at the 42.
An 88 out there. Do we have his name?
What's that?
88.
Yeah, Nasir Green in the mix there, Nasir too. Green. Yep.
He was running way out to the corner, and that's what caused Hill to turn back inside because he knew he was never going to get there.
So second and 8 for Strathaven. When we come back to start the fourth quarter. Fast-moving game tonight, but lots of scoring in the meantime. 41-13, Panthers on top when we start the fourth on HavenFootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter action. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on HavenFootball.net. We missed Pete Fulgenetti tonight. Hope he's feeling a little better sometime real soon. Second down and 8. Strathaven moving right to left to start the fourth. Split end to the left is Kyrie Fuller. Tight end to the right is Matt Splain. Wing to the right, Ryan Morris. Give on the sweep to the right side, and Mekhi Hill turns upfield across the 40, takes it to the 37. Gain of 5 more for Mekhi, and brings up third down and short.
Who's getting up slow? Well, that's one of the...
In on the stop is number 51, Matt Branch, who's been in on a number of stops for Phoenixville. So 11:46 to play here. We'll try to get you updated as well. Let's see here. Try to keep you posted. There's 1:24 to go in Havertown, but I'm not sure what the score is there. North Penn 41, Unionville 7, early in the fourth. North Penn just hammering the Indians tonight. Upper Darby 38, Council Rock North 26, end of the third quarter there. Oh, so Upper Darby looking good. All right, here, third down and 4 from the 38. Two tight end set. Gives to Newline off the right side. Cuts back to his left. First down and more into the secondary. Across the 30 and down to the 27-yard line. Gain of 9 and a Panther first down.
Boy, that was good patience. He just literally came to a stop, put his hand on the blocking, whoever the lineman was in front of him, looked for a hole and ran through it.
Try to keep you posted on other scores. Down in single A, Springfield Montco 26, Bristol 12. Chris Vito saying the Fords are having trouble getting the defense off the field, so Perk Valley trying to finish them off. Keep a score update as soon as we can here. Another Perk Valley first down, ball game, says Chris Vito. Haverford's going to fall by one score. First and 10 from the 28, Strathaven, wing T behind Haywood. Give off the left side and a cutback here for Mekhi Hill, who leans forward to the 26 for a gain of just 2. So it's Hill and Nulon doing the bulk of the work in the backfield tonight. They've combined for over 350 yards themselves. And Crew had more than that, or had almost 100 himself. Fuller checks out, Hill checks out, and we've got some substitutions now in the backfield. Sean Daly checks in at halfback. John Morris is your fullback. Steven Seal, halfback to the right. And second down and 8 for Haywood and the offense. Gives to Morris, who is belted down. He still tumbles forward for a yard. He is belted by big 59 Matt Sims, 6 foot, 350 pounds, says the program.
Yeah, just don't let him fall on you.
So Morris picks up a yard. Brings up third down and about 7 from the 25-yard line. Offensive line tonight, simply outstanding. Steven Seal split to the left. Nick O'Connor in at halfback now. Off the right side. Give is to Morris, who's got room straight up the middle. Into the secondary he goes, and driving people down to the 10-yard line, 15 yards for Morris, and a Panther first down.
Nice run. I mean, he got stuck for a second, kept his legs moving, and just pulled free and got down to the 10.
The coaching staff will tell you that John Morris is the fastest fullback they have. I mean, it's just straight-out speed. He's the fastest they have.
He's, a sophomore, right?
Yeah. He's, again, just a 10th grader, and they're looking forward to him for another couple years. Morris is your fullback. O'Connor on his right hip. Daly wing to the left. On first and 10, give is to O'Connor, looking for room off the left side. He spins away from one man, and good spin down to the 5-yard line. Rings up second down and goal. Nice work by O'Connor.
Yeah, you know, all night long, the O-line has just been tremendous. They've gotten 3-4 yards right off the ball, beat Phantoms in a bunch on almost every snap. It's just been a very impressive way to end the season for yourself, even a season as difficult as this one.
They'll spot this one just outside the 5-yard line. We'll call it second and goal from the 6. All right. Isaiah Bruce for Upper Darby, 278 yards and 5 touchdowns tonight. Here, second and goal from the 6. Haywood turns, gives to Sean Daly. The sophomore cuts inside. Bennett grabs him by the shirt tail, and Daly falls forward for a yard. Third and goal from the 5. All right. Up in the Lehigh Valley, the semifinal is set. Parkland will play Easton next week. That should be a good one. All right. Plymouth White Marsh trailing Downingtown East 35-28. The Cougars have come all the way back to take the lead. 49 seconds to play. Here, third down and goal to go from the 4. Haywood turns, gives to Morris off the left side, sees part, and he is in for the touchdown. John Morris pounds it in from 4 yards out, and the Panthers on the board one more time. Lead 47-13, extra point pending. So, again, Mike, that's offensive line just doing the job tonight.
Yeah,
what a job.
Just, really, the two teams came in here, look like reasonably matched, relatively small roster, small in number.
Yep.
There's the extra point.
Seal to attempt it. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Seal has plenty of leg, and it is good. Steven Seal connects. Stretches that lead to 48-13. So, 35-point lead here in the fourth quarter. It will run the clock the rest of the way. We'll take a short timeout. Thank our sponsors one more time for all the hard work all season long, and see what the Panthers can do with the final 7:53 when we come back.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Bring it back to George L. King Field. First varsity touchdown for John Morris has stretched the lead to 48-13. Zach Newland's squib kick comes across the 30-yard line. It's scooped up by number 13, whose name we do not have on the roster, and he's dropped at the 39. 48-13. Clock will tick now, except for scoring plays, change of possession, or timeouts, as Phoenixville will fall to 2-9 on the season, and the Panthers will match them at 2-9 on the season in just about 7 more minutes. North Penn has a running clock on Unionville now, 48-7. North Penn hammering Unionville. Trying to get a score update from Downingtown East PW as well as the Haverford game. I'm sorry, Haverford has gone final and they've lost. Here, give inside is to Garcia. Dances away from one man and then is buried in the backfield. Billy Gaynor and Pete Deeb stop him for a loss of 2. Nice work by a pair of seniors running out the clock here. Final high school football games here for these guys. And I will tell you, you know, over the years we've seen a number of great senior football players and have a lot of good things to say about them. And many, many of them have won a whole lot of games. These guys have won a whole lot of games. It just hasn't happened this year for them the way they would have liked. Still, more to say about them in a moment. Here, second down and 11. Jet sweep. No, they fake it. Right up the middle goes Matt Palabinski, who goes up the middle, still driving the pile to the 44-yard line. Gain of 6. And credit to Palabinski and the Phoenixville seniors as well. The season has not played out the way they wanted it either. But, you know, you watch these guys. They are still out there fighting in a 5-touchdown game, knowing that this is the last high school football that high school football that they will play. Many of them, maybe the last football they'll play, period.
In many cases, these guys walk off the field never to put on the pads again. I mean, you're lucky if you get to play in college, but it's really relatively rare when you consider how many kids are on the team, how many kids go on and play in college ball.
Third and 5 from their own 44-yard line. Phoenixville trying to move the chains. Trips to the right, single receiver to the left, and now they run the sweep to this near side. Palabinski looking for a little bit of running room, near first down yardage, and he's driven down by Mulhern and Fuller. I believe he's got a first down. We'll see. That is enough for a first down. He needed 6. He got 6.
You know, keeping to the theme that we're talking about, and that's one of the reasons why we do what we do here at Strathaven. We want this varsity experience to be this great, overwhelming experience through our web pages, through our broadcasting, through the talent that you're able to show, Brian, because this will be it for a lot of them. This will be as good as it ever gets. And
athletically, we hope.
Athletically, yeah. Right. For football, specifically. Right. But, you know, we want it to be fun. And we know from our archives being constantly listened to, there's a lot of people that come back and relive their days.
Motion man is Nasir Green. They give it to him on the jet sweep. Sweet, looking for room off that left side. Nasir Green is ridden down by Pete Deeb. Deeb got off the block and slams down the junior near that midfield stripe. Gain of 1 yard, and Green.
And that was a painful yard.
Pete Deeb, another sort of unsung guy on both lines this year. Honorable mention, player of the week as a defensive lineman a couple of times this year, and he's been fun to watch. Mulhern's been fun to watch. Tony Kaskinen's in there now. Petrovich, a number of seniors, and Kyrie Fuller has made big play after big play here. Here, keeper is for Palabinski, and Deeb slams him down again. Deeb and Mulhern are getting their money's worth tonight, aren't they? Palabinski is too. He's just running as hard as he can straight up the middle here on quarterback keepers. Picks up 2 more tough ones, 3rd down and 7. So
you would think if the coach calls that play again, he's going to say, "No, we're not doing that again. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to do something else."
Upper Darby now leading 45-34. They will not stop scoring over there in at Upper Darby tonight.
Wow, a lot of points.
A lot of points indeed. 3rd down and 7 from the 48. 2 receivers to either side. Palabinski sends 1 in motion. They fake it to him, and now straight up the middle, Palabinski ripped down again.
I take
and
it
guess
back.
Who?
They called it again.
Called it again, and 55's waiting for him again.
Yep.
Pete Deeb, 3 straight tackles, has set up 4th down and short now. 4th and 4. And my guess is, can't run it near 55.
Pick another area.
Yep. 16 carries for just 44 yards for Matt Palabinski tonight. Leading the way for Phoenixville is Garcia, 11 carries for 74 yards. 4th and 4. Panther defense trying to get off the field here. Rolling to the right on 4th down, Palabinski. Eyes downfield, lets it go. Fires over the middle, incomplete. Well covered by Fuller. Garcia couldn't pick it. And the Panther offense back onto the field now. And substitution time for the Panthers. James Matika checks into the game on the offensive line. Deeb and Petrovich, I think, are going to stay out there. Now Holbert is going to check in for Petrovich. Rob Dubois back out there. Landholm is the center. He'll be over the football. Seal in there at splint end. Ron Winklevoss will check in at quarterback. Shane Mulhern will check out, and we've seen Mulhern for the last time on the Panther football field, and the senior co-captain has been terrific both sides of the ball this year. Boy, did they miss him when he missed time in that Upper Darby game, didn't he? 2 tight ends. Wing T behind Winklevoss on 1st and 10 from the 45. Motion man is O'Connor. And confusion in the backfield. And Winklevoss hands it to Morris, who is absolutely hammered down and brings up second down and 12. Loss on the play.
I'm sure Morris will say something in the huddle when he gets back. Thanks so much.
So 59 lands on top again. That's Sims at 350 pounds. That doesn't feel too good. All right. We'll try to get you some other finals from around District 1 as soon as we can. Here, 48-13 Strathaven, second down and 12 from their own 43. Winklevoss under center, split end to the left is Steven Steele. On second down, give is to Daly, who spins his way across the 45 out of the 46. Sean Daly, two very good weeks for Daly in this defensive backfield, and a lot to look forward to. Two for he and fellow sophomore Chris Rossini in the secondary.
Yep.
Timeout Phoenixville on third down and 9. They're thinking they may want to get one more. Upper Dublin band plays closing time. That means it's gone final. Upper Dublin 35. Garnet Valley 3. That has gone final. Downingtown East survives. They win over PW 35-28. Plymouth White Marsh had the ball inside the 10 on the final play of the game. D-Town East, the one seed, advances by the skin of their teeth. Other non-playoff action, Sun Valley 34, Harriton nothing. That's gone final. Hatboro Horsham on top of Owen J. Roberts late in the fourth. From out west, Thomas Jefferson 14, West Allegheny nothing. That has gone final. So that sets up North Penn has gone final as well. North Penn wins. That sets up a North Penn Downingtown East rematch 1 week from tonight. It'll be out at out in Downingtown. So the one seed, and it'll be consecutive trips to Chester County for North Penn in the first two rounds of the playoffs. Third down and 9 here. Winklevoss back to pass. Now he's going to keep it himself. Sweep to the left side, and he is undercut nicely by Garcia. He's going to lose a couple more. So Winklevoss has to put the punt team back on the field as they weren't going to put it in the air. And
Phantoms took another timeout.
Yeah, Phantoms want to get the ball back one more time for their offense. Panther punt team will come on. Let's see.
Now,
what Interboro, a comeback for Downingtown. Interboro, I'm still waiting for an Interboro update. They were down, last we heard, Interboro was down 17-8. But we will keep looking for an update there.
So you got Academy of Park, right?
Academy Park wins. Marple Newtown wins.
Well, we're not going to cover
Marple and Newtown. Upper Dublin. I'm sorry, Upper Moreland wins. So Marple Newtown will go to Willow Grove next week. That's the 6 seed against the 2 seed. The 1 seed of Academy Park has won tonight, and they will host either Interboro or Great Valley. So we'll wait and see if we can get a final from over in Malvern. Here, fourth down and 11. From the 43, on to punt it for the first time tonight is Zach Nulon. Standing deep to return, Matt Palabinski. Nulon hits a high spiral, fair catch, signaled for, juggled, and ball is loose. Scramble for it. It is picked up by Makai Hill, who cannot advance it but can recover. He cannot advance a muffed punt, but Makai Hill recovers, and it'll put the Strathaven offense right back on the field with 1:29 to play.
So much for the timeouts.
So much for the timeouts indeed. 48-13. Palabinski couldn't squeeze the punt. And now 1:28 to play, and the Panther offense back on the field. James Matika checks back into the game on the offensive line.
Well, it's just the point, you know, when it's not going your way, it's not going your way.
Yep. North Penn over Unionville tonight, 48-7. That was a final. First and 10 for the Strathaven from the 27. Fullback is Morris. They give it to him. Straight up the middle goes John Morris. Across the 20, running hard down to the 19-yard line. Gain of 8 more. Second down and 2 upcoming. So Strathaven with a 2-win season. It's been 20-plus years since they've had a season with just 2 wins. Yep. But you'd have to go back farther than 20 years to figure out a time when 19 out of 22 starters are out of the lineup.
Yep.
That is just stunning. Nobody around here can remember anything like this, but what a great testament to the coaching staff and the kids fighting through it. Gives to O'Connor. Off the left side, Nick O'Connor spins his way forward to the 15-yard line, 4-yard gain, and a first down.
Well, you know what? It's a good lesson. I mean, you always want to win, but the reality is for these guys, And for, I think, most people, you learn a lot more by losing, and you learn what you're made out of. And, you know, you play the hand you're dealt, and you do the best you can. And Haven has certainly made the attempt. They came out every night to win. They weren't very successful at it, but they never gave up, and they never quit. And
Panthers will snap it one more time, I believe. 10 seconds, 9 seconds. Winklevoss under center. Takes a snap, takes a knee, and that will do it for the 2015 season. And it ends on a very, very positive note for the Panthers. Just their second win of the year, but boy, did this one feel good after a five-week losing streak. The Panthers bounce back in a big way, 48-13 over Phoenixville tonight. Offense clicking on all cylinders in the run game in particular. So we'll take a short time out, be back for hopefully a couple more finals at the 4A playoff level and a whole lot more. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Strathaven 48, Phoenixville 14 has gone final. Want to give you one more quick score update. Upper Darby has scored again. Upper Darby is now leading 52-34 with Whoa. 5 minutes to play. Isaiah Bruce with a school record 325 yards and
game.
6 touchdowns.
Wow.
So Upper Darby will advance. The rest of the Delco 4A schools go down in flames tonight. Haverford loses. Garnet Valley loses. So it's Upper Darby sticking around in 4A. In 3A, you've still got Academy Park alive. You still have Marple. And we'll see about Interboro. Still looking for some clarity there. But, again, we'll keep you posted over the next few days over what's going on in and around District 1 and certainly what's going on with, you know, maybe we're on the air again next Friday. I have no idea, but we'll see.
We'll be on the air, I think.
We'll be on the air somewhere.
Well, we're kind of team we can cover, so.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on, you can check in on havenfootball.net over the next couple of days, figure out what we're doing next week broadcast-wise. It could be Academy Park versus Great Valley, or could be Upper Darby hosting another game. We'll see. But we'll worry about that over the next couple of days. Mike, any final thoughts or thank yous on the 2015 season from a Strathaven standpoint?
Always Chip Carroll. He's the AD here, the athletic director. He gives us everything we need, gets us the rosters, gets us permissions to broadcast when we're at away games. I mean, he is the go-to guy for everything we do. Certainly the Football Parents Association, who has been extremely supportive and wonderful, love our radio broadcast in the stadium itself. And, of course, we've had parents from all over the area, all over the country, all over the world.
Yeah.
Who listened to us. And
in Finland this year.
In Finland this year. So, you know, it's a great experience for us. We enjoy it. We don't know what else we would do on Friday nights. Withdrawal is always an issue when the season is over. And, you know, when we started this 12, 13 years ago, we had said no matter what the team does, we will cover every game. And we meant it. And, yeah, there have been some tough nights. We looked at each other and go, oh, how are we going to broadcast? I mean, it's getting so bad. But, you know, they're kids, and we want to make sure that we keep as much enthusiasm as we can. Sometimes your luck is bad. Sometimes your talent isn't what it needs to be competitive. Whatever. We're here to broadcast the game, to give you the color and the excitement of the game, and try to take the perspective of the kids and the parents, you know, and the family members, and certainly the fans. So we hope we do a good job. We hope we get the enthusiasm. We certainly get the good responses. And listen, 2016 started 2 weeks ago as far as I'm concerned, and I like the results so far. The team looked better even in the loss against Marple Newtown. Tonight they looked very good. So September of next year can't come fast enough without rushing my life.
There you go. That's right. So, again, we'd like to say thank you again to the marching unit. Always a big part of the experience on Friday nights. Thanks again to Chip Carroll. All the guys in the booth who do a great job taking care of us as well. Gary James, The PA announcer, Bob Jessen's up here a good bit. Pete Fulginetti in absence tonight. But again, thanks to the Strathaven coaching staff for getting us well prepared for the broadcast each week and so forth. And my personal thanks to Dan Schaefer and Brian Feely in particular for a lot of pregame conversation on strategy and so forth. Eric Hollingsworth as well. And of course, Coach Clancy, tough year for him personally and on the team. But, you know, he and this whole staff, I really, you look around and you don't have to look too far at some other teams when things aren't going well. What does it look like on the field from a, not just a competitive standpoint, but from an attitude standpoint and so forth? What you can say about this Strathaven team, no matter the injuries, no matter how few players were still able to suit up, no quit in them. And again, just class all the way. And they're all shaking hands with the seniors and hugging coaches at this point, knowing that this is the last time for a lot of these seniors. So, again, great way to go out for all of these guys. So, with that in mind, we'll sign off one more time as well. Stick with us over the next couple of days. We'll have stats, scores, play of the game, a whole lot more, and maybe another broadcast a week from tonight. We'll keep you posted on what that could look like over the next couple of days. Congratulations to the Delaware County teams that have already won tonight and are advancing in the playoffs, and good luck to them moving forward. But for one more time, thanks again to Pete Fulginetti for a great season. Mike Mayer, you do everything right with HavenFootball.net week in, week out. Strathaven 48, Phoenixville 13 for the final week of the 2015 season. Brian Carroll signing off one more time. Good night and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening and good night.